Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm John Buckley, attorney at law. If you've been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense, don't try to fight it alone. I'm here to help. Call me, John Buckley, now at 303-501-1800 or visit my website now at the letter J, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, law.com.
Who have embraced freedom and nourished us all.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, after last week's impassioned pleas by auto industry executives, Congress and the White House are continuing to craft a bailout plan that's expected to total about $15 billion. And one apparent stumbling block, who should oversee the loan? More from CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Congress is caught between a rock and a hard place. No one wants to see America's auto industry collapse, but members are tired of bailing out business and concerned that if they help this industry recover, others will be lining up. That's why even bailout supporters want tough strings attached. Senate Banking Committee Chairman Chris Dodd says GM's CEO has to step down. President-elect Obama didn't blink.
If this management team doesn't understand the urgency of the situation and is not willing to adapt to these new circumstances, they should go.
Some economists predict if even one of the big three fails, it could trip a domino effect that would mushroom unemployment and housing foreclosures. That's a chance a lot of lawmakers are willing to take right now, unless automakers are forced to make significant changes in exchange for federal loans. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
In Chicago, the sit-in continues at a factory where 200 fired workers are refusing to leave for a third straight day. Former employees of Republic Windows and Doors are demanding severance and vacation pay. The Reverend Jesse Jackson is urging them to stay put.
It's your job. It's your plant. Stay there and fight for them until justice comes and justice will come.
President-elect Barack Obama says the workers are asking for only what they've earned. Many Americans want a full-time job, but they can only find part-time work. Last month, a record 7.3 million people were working part-time. That's up 62% from a year ago. As times get leaner, the old saying seems true, charity begins at home.
I'm Steve Kathan in New York. Charities are taking stock in this harsh economy.
We can take a dollar and turn it into five meals.
Jesse Taylor is having to stretch more dollars this year at the city's Robin Hood Foundation because donations are down. Miriam Susser of Crane's New York Business.
A lot of people are choosing right now to just focus in on the one that's really dear to them and just forget about the others.
And charities say helpers are in short supply too.
What we're seeing is volunteers are now thinking about losing their job or having to take a second job. They don't have as much time.
Steve Kathan, CBS News, New York.
From heartburn to heaven at the gas pump.
We love it. Absolutely love it.
A few short months ago, after Americans were shelling out $4 a gallon, gas prices are plunging, falling another 22 cents over the past couple of weeks to a national average of $1.75. And says oil industry analyst Peter Butel, Christmas will bring even lower prices.
We've seen 25 cents off in the last five trading days in gasoline at the wholesale level. So right around the time we're celebrating Christmas, we will see another 25 cents off at the pump.
When gas prices soared, many turned to subways, buses, and commuter trains. The American Public Transportation Association says during the July through September quarter, ridership jumped faster than at any time in 25 years. There are reports the Chicago-based Tribune Company has hired a team of financial advisors, a move that could pave the way for a bankruptcy filing. Some reports say that could happen as early as this week. The company owns major newspapers, including the Chicago Tribune and Los Angeles Times, as well as the Chicago Cubs. Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Another storm rolling through the state today. Expected to drop 2 to 4 inches of snow in the metro area. The foothills and areas south like Castle Rock and Parker could get up to 10 inches. And it'll be another quick mover.
Some rapidly diminishing snow late Monday night, and looks like by Tuesday afternoon, probably see the sun back out again.
Forecaster Scott Endrickin with the National Weather Service says we could start to see some snow accumulate by this evening's rush hour. More police patrols around the University of Colorado Boulder after a string of violent attacks on women, the most recent Friday.
She was on her way home from a friend's house when she said somebody came up behind her, knocked her to the ground, got on top of her, and attempted to strangle her.
Boulder PD's Sarah Huntley says there have been six attacks, some of them sexual in nature, since Halloween. Tomorrow marks a year since the deadly shootings at two Colorado religious centers, the congregation at New Life Church in Colorado Springs, yesterday looking back on the rampage that killed teenage sisters Rachel and Stephanie Works. Their father spoke about it.
There's no doubt that on December 9th, there was a great sin committed.
Gunman Matthew Murray shot himself after being wounded by a security guard at the church. Hours earlier, Murray had killed Philip Krause and Tiffany Johnson at Youth with a Mission in Arvada. And the Broncos beat the Chiefs at Invesco Field at Mile High, 24-17.
Really credit the, some of our guys making some big third down plays. Cutler keeping his poise.
Mike Shanahan, Broncos are at Carolina next Sunday. Avs beat the Canucks 5-4 at Pepsi Center. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Speeds on 2 1/4 there in excellent shape right now as you're traveling between Parker and I-70, that in both directions across Aurora. 6th Avenue is also looking good with those speeds in the 50s and 60s. No problems to report on the Turnpike or on 76. Now in the high country, there's a few slick spots on I-70 at the Eisenhower.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-349-5829. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-349-5829. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-349-5829. 1-800-349-5829.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
So, we went and checked it out. Mary and I and two of our friends, Scott and Sonny Henderson, and we really had a good time. We really enjoyed ourselves. All right, Monday's always a challenge to get going here. And one of the things that challenges it is the fact that it's Monday, and most of us have, like I like to call, a weekend hangover. And Turk always says that the weekend hangover is even worse if the Broncos lose. Isn't that right, John?
That's right. Well, they got away with one yesterday.
So,
I owe $230 in fantasy football debt.
Do you?
Yeah, man. That's the bad thing. I got a gambling problem.
Oh.
Well, I lost both my matchups yesterday.
Well, call Preston Allen.
I need some money. Where's my spear?
He can
help you out today that I can get $230 in return tomorrow.
But we'll ask him. We'll ask him here in a couple hours. Anyway, 6:09, 9 minutes after 6. So it's tough to get going on Monday morning. And I was thinking about this, which is always dangerous when I think. But you know the economy is on everybody's mind. And you just listen to the CBS News at the top of the hour and listen to what they're saying about the economy. And you've got the auto bailout, and you've got unemployment, and you've got all of this going on. I was talking to a friend over the weekend. Now, we have the stock market and other financial institutions. Plus, on top of that, you know it's a time for retail, where retail usually does very, very well in Christmas shopping. I was in Flatirons yesterday and saw the parking lot was jammed. And there were people inside the mall, but they weren't carrying packages. So I don't know if they were just going there to look or if they were going there to hunt for some bargains. Don't have any idea. But here's the point of all this rambling around, stream of consciousness stuff. How much are people's lack of trust in the market, in the economy, their reluctance to spend, even if they have money, because most people you talk to are going to tell you, I'm not going to spend. I'm holding on to my money. Christmas is going to be scaled back this year. Everybody is scaling back. Mary and I traditionally go to the 24 Hours of Daytona in January. We're not going this year. We're going to have a Daytona party at my house. John, you're invited. You and Stacey.
I'll be there.
But we're not going anywhere. And we're spending very little on Christmas. And everybody's in this holding pattern. I mean, ask yourself, are you going to spend the same way this year that you did last year? Well, how much of this is brought on by the media? How much does the media have to do with this? Now, if you look at the political media, that's those people on the right and those of us who are on the left. The right is making basically excuses. The left is basically talking about bold moves to get out, something patterned after FDR, bringing back something akin to the WPA. Barack Obama has said that the tougher times are ahead, but that he's moving very swiftly and possibly could unveil some of his economic program this week. But I want to know how much of this is caused. How much do you think is caused by the media? In other words, if I get on here on Monday morning at 6:12, 12 minutes after 6, and I say to you, oh, boy, look at the jobless numbers from last week, and look at the market, and look what's going on here, and the economy is stalled out, and we're in big trouble, and on and on and on again. What does that do to you? Now, I'm not saying that the media should be like Pravda or Investia and just do nothing. And I mean nothing except bring you good news. As much as people complain, and I had a guy complain a couple of weeks ago, well, maybe a week ago, that I was being too negative on the air. And that was basically his argument, that I was being too negative on the air, that I should be more positive, that there are more positive things going on out there. And I argued with him in email that well, what do you want me to do? You just want me to give you good news? Is that what you want me to do? You want me to ignore the bad things that are happening out there? Because I could do that. I can ignore it. And look, let's be honest. Nobody wants to hear this stuff. at 6:14, 14 minutes after 6 in the morning. I mean, this is one of the big challenges of doing talk radio, because you don't want to fall into the victimization cycle. They're out to get us, woe is me, they're picking on us, blah, 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 what can we do? We have to strike back. You don't want to get into the victimization mode. And you don't want to be the person who gets on the air, particularly in morning, what they call the alarm clock shift, and be dour and negative, because nobody wants to face that on Monday morning. Heck, nobody wants to face that any other time of the week. So you want to mix in a little good news. But I just wonder how much the media has to do with this. Now, I'm not saying there's not legitimate problems out there, because there are. People are struggling to hold on to their homes. You've got other issues going on that are financially linked. People have lost jobs. We're going to try a audio job fair this morning, maybe between 8 and 9 o'clock. I'm going to ask employers to call in. And if they got jobs, we'll see. And I may not get any calls. I mean, it may not work. But the media is key to everything. And the late Allen Ginsberg once said, if you get a hold of the media and the culture, then you've got a hold of America. And I wonder how many of you feel that the media is responsible in this. 303-713-7600. That's 303-713-7600. I don't expect an overwhelming pouring out of participation here, because I realize that it's dark outside, it's cold, and it's 6:16 in the morning. But I would like you to consider answering the question about the media. Right now, John Turk will answer the question about traffic.
Jay Rogers, seeing things bogged down on southbound 25 up in North Glenn. Going to be tapping your brakes around 104th Avenue. Also gets busy once you approach downtown around Park Ave. One crash out there on Santa Fe as you're traveling southbound around C-470 there in Littleton. Also seeing traffic build in Aurora, 225 bunching up between Colfax and Alameda. Your forecast, partly sunny to start, then cloudy with rain and snow showers early in the afternoon. Shouldn't get a lot of snow, maybe 2 to 4 inches in the metro area. That should mostly affect our afternoon commute. Look for a high of 46. Now, this is the weird thing, Jay. That's what they're calling for today.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself, because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-3955. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 31 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-3955. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-3955. That's 1-800-441-3955.
By Rocky's booth, pick up free hats and coloring books. For free tickets to the show, stop by Rocky's Autos this Saturday from 10 a.m. until noon to spin the prize wheel. And look, you want tough trucks, you want monster deals, Rocky's is a place to go. Whatever it is in vehicles you're looking for, Rocky's has got you covered. Literally hundreds of vehicles in stock. Hundreds. Did I say that right? Hundreds of vehicles in stock. You'll find clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, vans, or SUVs. They've got, as I said, a huge selection. They have their matching down incentive. Their program will show you the book on any vehicle that you want to purchase, and plus they want to see your trade-in, too. Rocky's Autos, great folks. They're open 9 until 8, Monday through Saturday. That's Rocky's Autos. You can't find better people to buy a vehicle from, and you can't find better deals. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Elite Retail, Elite Replace.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass, now together to serve you better.
The other day, I had a customer with a badly cracked windshield. She said she kept putting off replacing it because of her busy schedule. She assumed it would be a huge hassle and take all day. But then a coworker told her that Elite SafeLight could actually come right to her office and replace it fast. Now that's convenient. So she called us and set up an appointment, which was simple with our 24/7 scheduling. And with our mobile service, I was able to come to her office and replace it the very next day. We even handled all the insurance paperwork for her. Boy, was she surprised how easy it was to get her windshield fixed. She was thrilled with the results. And happy to know, our work is covered by a lifetime national warranty for as long as she owns the vehicle.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite SafeLight Auto Glass at 303-287-5000 or go to safelight.com.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Things are going to get worse before they get better.
Blog this morning at jmartinblog.com. 70% chance of rain or snow, likely high 44 today. And how much do you think the media has to do with people's feelings towards the economy and the sluggishness of the economy? 303-713-7600. And I got three lines open. I guess that's where everybody is this morning. Or maybe the topic doesn't appeal to you. Lately, we've been having a hard time getting phone calls. I don't know what's going on with that either. Maybe people are just in the holiday mood, and or maybe they just don't want to hear bad news. Or maybe the show sucks. I'm not sure which one it is. But it's, as I said before, it's awful hard to get on like a Monday and say, well, listen, everything is great when it's not. And I wonder what the media's influence is on all of this. Let's go to Rick in the Longmont. Rick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I think it has less to do with the media than the statements coming in for a lot of people 401ks. I know a couple of people specifically and a few kind of vaguely that these people thought they would be comfortable for, you know, the rest of their lives, and now they're going back to get jobs to supplement their income. And we're talking people that, you know, would literally be doing, you know, six figures. And they're scared. There's a lot of people out there that are retired that are scared, much less the people that are still working going, oh, my God, there's no way I'll ever be able to retire.
Well, maybe I'm asking the wrong question. Maybe I should ask the question, how many people out there are scared? I mean, I feel like we're caught in a vice because, on one hand, there are layoffs seeming to be everywhere. On the other hand, a lot of us counted on those 401ks. A lot of us counted on those ESOPs and other things that we felt like, well, you know, come 60, 65, 70 years old, we could give it up and go do something else. Because anything you do for a while, after a while, even if you may like it, you're interested in trying something else. And now we're facing the reality that, hey, that's not going to happen. Plus, if you start to get into your 50s, which a lot of people are, and into your 60s, and even older, where are you going to get good jobs? I mean, who's going to give you a good job?
Well, the one person in particular I'm thinking about who owned a couple of businesses, like I said, and retired, is now working at a golf course. And quite frankly, probably in the long run, may extend his life from the exercise, but that's not what he wanted to do. And the second thing I really wanted to mention is Black Friday. I was out, and I actually went into the surplus store trying to get ammo boxes for storing tools in. They're great for that sort of thing. The surplus stores were packed, absolutely packed. I had to go to a couple of them, and gas masks, all sorts of survival gear heading out the door. They were having no problems with their business, so some people are preparing in other ways.
Yeah, I wonder. Well, okay, wait a minute. This leads me to two questions for you. Number one, do you think there's people out there who think that, like, the apocalypse is coming?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I've had, the other day I went into, we were going to go Target shooting, and I went in to get ammunition, and there wasn't anything there. I mean, literally, there was two boxes. It looked like, you know, Russia during the famine. Seriously, there was no ammunition in there at all. Actually, I take that back. There was two boxes of some oddball caliber ammunition. People are packing up on ammunition. People are buying gas masks, buying all sorts of stuff.
Don't you think that's kind of insane?
Yeah, to a certain extent. The only thing I can see is if something happens, and I know this, I don't want to make it sound like this is what I'm looking to happen, but if something happened to Obama, there's so many people saying that there'd be riots in the streets.
I don't really believe that, because first of all, I don't think anything is going to happen to him. Second of all, if you go back and look at the 30s, where we had massive social unrest because of bad economic times, and the things that went along with that, the United States didn't crumble. I mean, and I know, and any rational human being knows, that eventually we'll get out of this, but we're used to living in an instant gratification society, so we want out of this tomorrow, and it's going to take longer than tomorrow to get it done, but the country's not going to collapse.
No, I don't think the country will collapse. I do think, personally, and I'm not buying gas masks and that sort of thing, so I don't want to be, you know, sound like that's where I'm at, but I do think that there's a very real possibility that our monetary system could collapse. And call me an extremist, but just the way it's been played and handled for the past so many years, I think there is a good possibility we may wake up and our dollar no longer has a value. Or very
so
you value.
So you're envisioning you're envisioning an environment in which, like they had in pre-World War II Germany, actually what they had before Hitler came to power, where they were taking shopping baskets full of marks and going in to buy a loaf of bread.
Exactly, but like I said, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I could see we're a whole lot closer to having that happen than we were, say, 10, 15 years ago.
I don't see that happening. Here's what I see happening. This is the scenario I see happening. What I see happening is tough years ahead, but I see happening if we make the right bold economic moves. We create jobs. We put people to work. And instead of directing $750 billion to Wall Street, which has now run up a tab of $7 trillion in mistakes, instead of that, siphon some of that money down to you and I and to other people so that we'll go out and buy goods and products, and then when we do, it's like a self-perpetuating machine in that it'll start to crank back up again because there'll be a need for these things, and it will put people to work. Plus, you get an emphasis on trying to restore the manufacturing base of the country, and I think we're going to be okay. But the problem is, can you do that in 30 to 60 days? No, you may not even be able to do it in 4 years.
Well, I personally think that a lot of this is out of our hands because so much of our capital is located outside the United States now, where if, say, China decides to dump dollars back in here, or if
Saudi Arabia
or, you know, that as a group, say the Saudi nations, or that's not the Middle East, that they could literally drop this dollar into nothing because we have so many dollars floating around the world because we're the world's currency. If they all came back to the U.S. at once, or a good percentage of them, that would drop our value of our dollar.
Yeah, but there's one thing that keeps that from happening, and that is the Saudis and also the Chinese have growing investments in this country. And if we go down, they lose.
Well, I understand that, but if we made the wrong move and they decide to punish us, that's a very real possibility.
But, but then you get into a scenario where they're cutting off their nose to spite their face. Plus, on top of that, let's take everybody who owes money on credit cards. Suppose they were able to generate enough cash and get enough liquidity going to be able to make significant payments on those things. And suppose the federal government stepped in and said, okay, look, you know what? Here's the deal. You want some of your money or none of your money. And if you don't want any of your money, fine. We'll just keep going on the track we're on. If you want some of your money and you eventually want to get most of it back, then what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to lower the interest rates you're charging so that the average person sees some kind of forward movement in their financial dealings. In other words, you got to take less, just like everybody else takes less. Look, let me just wrap this up by saying this on this subject to take less. You know, Mike Rosen had a column in the Rocky Mountain News. It amazes me that people like him and others always side with the bosses and never with the person who works. In other words, what you're getting here is you're getting a hammering of the UAW and people who work. Then they don't ever say anything about corporate America, which credit cards, they run, you know, juice loan interest rates. And so once you get in, unless you have a mass infusion of cash, you can't get out. Now, that's not right. And 30 or 40 years ago, we wouldn't have settled for that.
No, you're right. I'll just leave it at that. I think you're right in that position.
I mean, you know what? We've got to look at every sector of what's going on here in order to fix what's going on. That's what I'm saying.
Well, the other thing that I guess that if they do the bailouts for the automakers and the bailout they just did for the financial sector, they're creating dollars out of thin air. They really are. And there again, there's more dollars in the system driving down the value of it, which drives down the value of everything. So.
Most major economists, Paul Krugman and others, believe that we should ignore the debt and try to get the country back on its feet. Hey, Rick, thank you, man. Great stimulating conversation on a Monday morning.
Thanks.
Okay, we'll see you. Anybody else want to jump in on this? 303-713-7600. And maybe I should reframe the question from, do you think the media is responsible to this, to how many of you out there are scared over the financial situation? How many of you are scared? Over the weekend, the story came out that the Tribune Company, which owns the Chicago Tribune, the Los Angeles Times, and other papers, and the Chicago Cubs, is looking at filing Chapter 11. You know, the Rocky Mountain News is for sale. They lost $11 million last year. How many of you out there feel that things are sufficiently unstable that, well, you're scared? I mean, how many people want to admit that on Monday morning at 6:31? I'd rather talk about going to the Caribbean and laying around getting a suntan, but I really would like to know how many of you are scared. Turk, you scared at all?
Of course. I don't think, you know, it's kind of, I don't know if it's media, but when you hear, like, President-elect Barack Obama saying it's going to get worse before it gets better, you know, that doesn't exactly, you know, crush the fear.
No.
I mean, I don't think you see anybody saying, things are going to be great, you know? And maybe we need reassurances.
But yeah, maybe we do. Aren't because you got to believe we can fight our way out of this.
Yeah.
You got to believe that we can do anything we want to do. This is the whole point. We just have to dig in and get it done.
Yeah, but like Rick said, you know, people are watching their 401ks dwindle. People are losing jobs. I mean, without the media, there's enough out there just to scare you, you know?
Well, those of us in the media are losing jobs, too.
Yeah.
It is scary because, you know what? You just take me, for instance. I mean, you're younger than I am, John. But you take me. I'm 56 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Where am I going to go? What am I going to do?
Right, and there's a lot of people in your position that thought they'd retire in the next 5 to 10 years, and now they think they got to work another 15, 20.
I don't mind the idea of working.
Right, how do you start a new career?
But it's the idea of you got to start over again, number one, and then number two, maybe you want to start over again. You know, maybe you want to do something else, but you just can't do it with the way things are. What about that idea?
Yeah, see, my wife, you know, she works in healthcare.
Yeah.
And she says, if something happens, nationalized healthcare, and I lose my job, that's fine. I'll find something else to do.
But on Obama's plan, she wouldn't lose her job.
Right. No. I'm not. But you know what she's saying? What I'm trying to say is,
yeah, exactly.
She has that outlook like, if I lose this job, I'll find something else.
Yeah. Well, Anybody working at a Borders or Barnes & Noble that's in management, I'm willing to fill out an application.
Who wants to hire me at the Super Target and Lone Tree?
Yeah, really. 634, 34 minutes after the hour, 303-713-7600 if you want to get in on this Monday morning, maybe inappropriate paranoia gab fest. Right now, Turk gets into traffic.
Jay, we got a problem in Littleton. This on the ramp to westbound C-470 from Santa Fe. Had a big rig spill some fuel there. They do have some emergency crews on site cleaning that up, but that is closed down, so nobody getting onto westbound C-470 from Santa Fe. That oil spill goes all the way down that, like, 100-yard ramp. On the highways around town, starting to see things build on 225 in Aurora. Going to be a little bunched up for you from Colfax down to Alameda, and again after Yosemite. Usual jams on 25, 1st and 104th again around Park Avenue, and also looking at things build up on 270 as you travel eastbound from York to Vasquez. If you're using the I-70 corridor in the mountains, do expect some icy patches as you approach the Eisenhower Tunnel there in both directions. Your forecast mostly cloudy with rain showers turning to snow early this afternoon. High should be in the mid to upper 40s. Your current temperature downtown 49 degrees, so this is about as warm as it's going to get today. John Turk, AM760, Colorado. Progressive Talk.
Earning your career-focused bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree can be an achievable reality with Colorado Technical University. Get the
good stuff! Stop into a participating Napa Auto Parts store this holiday season, where for a limited time you can get a 39-piece gear driver ratcheting tool set with case for just $29.99. It's got a ratcheting screwdriver, interchangeable shafts, and bits to fit any system. In other words, this 39-piece socket set offers a little bit of everything. And it's probably the perfect gift for someone on your list, even if that someone is you. Napa, get the good stuff. Get the good
stuff. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. You have got to check out Icon LASIK. Why? Because they can do your eyes starting at $499 per eye. They have done over 65,000 procedures. They did my eyes, and they've done eyes of friends of mine. So if you're eye shy, or if you've always wanted LASIK, Icon is the place to go. Visit them in Denver at their location in Mexico and Colorado. You can't miss it. There's a big sign right there. Or in Loveland at 3553 Clydesdale Parkway. Or pick up the phone and call them, 720-524-1001.
Prices are low at The Lumber Guy. Do you need a new door to hang your holiday wreath on? The Lumber Guy has great styles and size selections of quality interior doors starting at $15. And exterior doors as low as $25. The Lumber Guy, Denver's largest surplus building material store, offers huge savings while committed to bringing you the best products for the lowest price. The Lumber Guy's easy to find. 50th and Washington. Call 303-979-8823 or go to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save money.
Fly round trip on a want-to-get-away fare from Denver to any Southwest Airlines destination at 50% off. Purchase by December 12th. You heard right, half off. But this deal won't last forever, so don't wait. Hurry up and book now only at southwest.com/Denver. Federal taxes of up to $49.60 not included. Travel round trip between January 6th and March 7th. Seats are limited. Blackout dates and other restrictions apply.
Prices are low at The Lumber Guy. Do you need a new door to hang your holiday wreath on? The Lumber Guy has great styles and size selections of quality interior doors starting at $15. And exterior doors as low as $25. The Lumber Guy, Denver's largest surplus building material store, offers huge savings while committed to bringing you the best products for the lowest price. The Lumber Guy's easy to find. 50th and Washington. Call 303-979-8823 or go to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save money.
Okay, so the new year's just around the corner. How about starting out the new year with some firm plans to finally do something about your unfinished bachelor's or master's degree? Now, I'm not talking about some fly-by-night school. I'm talking about getting your degree online from CSU Global. Yeah, Colorado State University. How cool would that degree look hanging on your wall? And this is an affordable curriculum that was created from day one for online learning. This isn't just a lot of homework with an online test. These are courses designed by professors with PhDs who have rethought everything for online learning. Now, I know there's still a lot to do this year, and I know that New Year's resolutions are, by definition, made in the new year, but don't go into the new year just thinking about what you want to do. Start the new year running. Go to csuglobal.org and get signed up for classes that will help you help yourself. And don't wait. Class sizes are limited, and registration closes soon. So come on, make the new year a truly new year with affordable online classes from csuglobal.org or call 800-920-6723. That's csuglobal.org or 800-920-6723.
The key for us is making sure that we jumpstart that economy in a way that doesn't just deal with the short term, doesn't just create jobs immediately, but also puts us on a glide path for long-term sustainable economic growth.
Minutes after the hour, 70% chance of rain or snow. High today, going to be around 44 degrees. 303-713-7600. And asking two questions here. How much do you think the media is responsible for people's feelings towards the economy, their lack of spending during the holiday season? And the other thing is, are you scared of losing your job? And maybe a lot of you just don't want to confront it. Maybe a lot of you just don't want to talk about it. But I say there's a lot of people out there that are carrying that weight around, that paranoia, that being caught in a vice, particularly if you're 50 years old or older. And I don't know, most of us, you know, you were taught when you were kids that 65 was the retirement age, right? Regardless of the generation you're in, 65 was the retirement age.
That's what I've always thought, that I'd be done working when I'm 65.
Okay, so we all quit at 65. And then when you see people who are older than 65 and they're still on the job, you say to yourself, oh, wow, good for you, way to go. Guy's still slugging it out at 70. Radio personalities are notorious for this. They never can get away from the microphone. They'll stay on until they're 80 if they can, or till they drop dead in the grave. But most of us envision that we're going to be able to quit at 65. Now, I hear people talking about, well, I just am facing the fact that I gotta go till I'm 70, 75 years old, and I don't know if I'll ever stop being able to stop working. And there was a time when you sat there and joked about, well, there's too much pressure involved in my job, so what I think I'll do is I think I'll just blow it off and go get a job as a greeter at Costco or Walmart. Now that's not so funny anymore. And there are a lot of people out there who have to hold two and three jobs just to be able to get by. And we had the story last week about the couple who can't afford, I mean, even though they're split, and they're divorced, they can't afford to move out of the house they're in because neither one of them are able to make it on their own. And I'm not trying to sit here at 6:41, 41 minutes after the hour, and paint this doom and gloom scenario, because I do believe we will get out of this. I believe that things can turn around, and they will turn around. But for the short time, I kind of question whether the media should be a cheerleader or just really give you the news that's going on out there. And I wonder how many of you are scared. How many of you are up this morning having a cup of coffee at 6:42 and thinking to yourself how lucky you are to have a job and that possibly something could happen and you'd lose your job and you're teetering at the edge now and that if you lose your job, you're just going to go over? And how can this country live with that kind of mass paranoia? Wouldn't that create some kind of psychosis? Now, Rick brought up the fact that people are buying survival gear. I don't think we'll ever get to that point. I don't think we'll get to that point. But I think that we will get to the point, and we are getting to the point, where peripheral things are beginning to happen. For instance, let me give you a couple of examples. WBEZ, which is the Chicago Public Radio Station, has studios and headquarters on Navy Pier. Their fundraising is down $1.5 million, and last Friday they cut 11 people. Contributions to charities are down. I'd be interested to see what KCFR is doing and how they're doing in their fundraising. I think that if you were to hear a fundraising plea on the radio now, you probably would say, well, I just can't do it. And it affects all kinds of areas. You know, automobiles are down 34% to 35%. Because people are either scared to spend the money or they just don't have it to spend. And the amount of credit card debt that we have in this country is astronomical. And still, you hear ads for credit card companies. How many of you get solicitations through the mail for credit cards? What are these people doing advertising this? When part of the problem is we've run these cards up. And how many of you are honest enough to come forward and talk about your average debt and how much you owe? Most of us will never share that with anybody. But we know from the figures that it's going on. We know from the figures that it's happening. And, you know, I want to throw in one other thing. Let's say you're in your 40s or your 50s or even 35 years old. Let's say you wake up one day and you say to yourself, gee, I really, really would like to do so-and-so, whatever that thing may be. But you can't go back to school. You can't get the training for it. You can't get that because you can't afford to. And that's another spinoff of this whole thing. So what ends up happening is we all just end up being wage slaves. Am I rambling here? Well, I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. So if you get off your half moons and quit sucking for energy off the radio, maybe I'd be in the kind of situation where I wouldn't have to ramble on here. Robin in Sedalia. Robin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, Jay, I just wanted to share with you that I'm not concerned so much for my job because I work in the medical field. People will always get sick, but at 44, me and my partner are faced with having to take care of our parents because they can't afford to stay living on their own anymore. Social Security and their retirement just isn't cutting it. And as they're getting older, they're getting sick. My father-in-law is in the hospital now, and this is like the third time he's been critically ill this year. So That's what concerns us is, and then that'll affect how much we can put away for our future retirement, which is 72, not 65.
Well, see, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, it used to be 65. Now it's up to 72. Then you know, I just thought of this. Then you got another problem. How many of us have pre-existing medical conditions in which we can't buy individual insurance and we have to be in a pool? So you get blown out, you lose your job, your insurance goes away, then what the heck do you do?
Well, my dad, he retired at 65 and 6 months later had to go back to work just to afford my mom's medication. Now, they're both passed away now as of beginning of this year, but it's, you know, now I have another, my in-laws, and they're in the same boat now. So that's the scary part to us.
Yeah. It scares me. You know what scares me about losing my job? What scares me about losing my job is my health insurance going away. That's what scares me because I take like 10 pills a day. Even though I'm working out three and four times a week, I take 10 pills a day. I mean, I take a blood thinner. I take medicine. I have an irregular heartbeat, so atrial fib. So I take medicine for that. I take medicine for the fact that I'm nuts. What would happen to me if I can't afford to take these medications? Because I couldn't get insurance. I guess I just have to die. That's a really negative thought at 6:48 in the morning, but it's a reality. What are you going to do? Right?
Yep. Keep working.
Yeah, hope you can hang on to your job. Robin, thank you, and I appreciate your call.
Sure.
All right. Anybody else have this problem? 303-713-7600. As I said before, I suspect there's just this general feeling of not wanting to discuss any of this. All right. Yeah, I guess all of us have some pre-existing condition of some sort. I don't know, John. You don't think you have any, though, do you?
No.
I don't have any pre-existing conditions, no.
I mean, seriously, what would happen if I couldn't get all that medication?
No, it'd be bad.
I guess I'd just die.
Well, that's a lot of fear that people have is, you know, they can't go to the emergency room because they can't afford it.
Well, you know, healthcare is not broken in this country, and we should let the market forces take care of healthcare.
I mean, all this stuff is rolled into one. 6:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM760, Progressive Talk. John Turk in traffic.
Usual jams on the highways around the metro. The busiest part is southbound I-25. First from 120th down to 84th, and again after Park Avenue as you're approaching downtown. We're also looking at stop-and-go conditions on southbound 2 1/4 from Parker Road down to the Tamarack Parkway. Also seeing things busy there for northbounders as you're approaching Mississippi, leaving there at Parker Road as well. Eastbound 274 from York to Vasquez, as is westbound 76, approaching 25 from 74th Avenue. We do have a couple accidents out there. One at 6th and Corona. That's a rollover there in Capitol Hill. Also got one in Littleton, Santa Fe, and C-470. Now, the ramp from Santa Fe to westbound 470 is closed. We had a fuel spill there from a big rig. It did cause an accident, and Hazmat is on scene trying to clean up that one as quickly as possible. Your forecast, partly sunny to start, then cloudy with rain and snow showers early this afternoon. Our highs are only going to reach into the mid to upper 40s, which is kind of crazy because right now it's 50 degrees, so it's only to get colder for you. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Visit Subway today to try your favorite sub on the new flatbread. Fresh toasted and full of flavor, the new flatbread is sure to satisfy the fear.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared.
Let the experts at Jared show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Christmas dinner with all the fixings for only $27? Save money and eat better with Food Share America. With Food Share America, $27 will buy 5 pounds of boneless ham, a fully cooked apple pie, frozen sliced strawberries, cornbread muffin mix, yams or sweet potatoes, onions, 5 pounds of russet potatoes, red delicious apples, navel oranges, red grapes, gourmet bread. Hurry, the deadline is December 12th. FoodShareAmerica.com or 303-428-0400. 428-0400. Save money, eat better with Food Share America.
Army's signature fundraising effort for many years. Through your generous donations, the Salvation Army has helped thousands of Denver families, especially during the holiday season. In fact, 83 cents of every dollar donated goes directly to help those right here in Denver. And the Red Kettle campaign provides seasonal employment by hiring bell ringers. The Salvation Army can't do this without you. Help a needy family in Denver this holiday season. Stop by your local King Supers, Safeway, or Walmart to make a donation. For more information about the Salvation Army Red Shield, call 303-295-2107. That's 303-295-2107. Or stop by the Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center, located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
Hi, I'm Kate Berkeley of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of an honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman, where you'll never get the runaround. We pride ourselves on giving you superior service and straight talk about your maintenance needs. If money's tight, we also have financing options to get you back on the road. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime, 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
This holiday season, save up to $100 when you give a TomTom. It's the GPS that's smarter than any other. And just like a sweater, it's a gift that works right out of the box. Only it's not lame. TomTom. Go confidently.
WCCR. It's 5:53, 53 minutes after the hour, 70% chance of rain or snow likely. Good morning, Jay Marvin, resident audio. Resident audio what? Resident audio bad doctor, or whatever you want to talk about. You know, okay, spreader of bad news. Sherry, and we're talking about just what's going on. Sherry in Denver. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing, Jay?
I'm okay.
I think the media didn't say enough soon enough.
Well, what happens if the media didn't know?
There were lots of economists out there for many years predicting this. And within the last 2 years, the warnings were, you know, much stronger. And corporate mainstream media tends to go towards those sensational stories that are going to get them the big ratings. And they don't want to talk about some of these things that, you know, the economists are, oh, warning doom and gloom. So they pass those stories by.
Yeah, well, your analysis of that part's very, very true. I mean, it's easier to talk about whether Paris Hilton's in trouble again, or Lindsay Lohan's on drugs again, or Amy Winehouse is hospitalized, or whatever the major hot scandal story is. It's easier to talk about that than it is to break down the fact that economists are saying that we're going to be in trouble. You know, you're right about that, because that's, you know what, that's not a, I mean, now it's a sexy topic, but a year ago, you're absolutely correct, it was not a sexy topic.
And those that were on alternative media sources that were talking about this, and the people that did hear that, did something about it. I pulled all my money out of the stock market in March.
But you know, I have to confess to this. I didn't say anything about it.
Did you know?
Had inklings.
Uh-huh.
But didn't want to get on the air and be the bearer of bad news without any kind of anything to really to back it up.
Well, you know, the media didn't make the story up. There were economic indicators out there that were, you know, hard, cold data that were, you know, predicting this.
Yeah, in hindsight, you're absolutely right about it. But in some degree, I suffer from the same thing the rest of the other media does, which is that I get on here in the mornings and do, you know, top of the mind awareness stories, and I have a tendency to do right or wrong rather than right or left, and I have a tendency to do emotional topics rather than statistical topics. And, you know, I read the Krugmans and others.
Numbers are a turnoff.
And the Thomas Frank, you know, and I saw the numbers, but I guess I just failed to put two and two together.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that people talking about numbers on the radio is probably not a real attractive, sexy thing.
No, you know what, it's not. And I'll tell you one of the things that lends to this, about it not being very sexy. One of the things that lends to it is, it's very, very complex and hard to explain. People have a very low tolerance for sitting through kind of a quote-unquote classroom type of radio show.
It's true.
And when things are hard to understand, it's hard to break it down. You have to be operating in a different environment and a different situation than what commercial radio lends itself to, or any kind of broadcast media.
Yeah.
And I think that that's part of the problem. I think that's really part of a big problem about a lot of things that go on and have gone on in this country, in which you don't hear about it until it's either too late or it's a couple of days off from happening.
Right. And you don't hear about it to the point where it becomes sensational.
Right. I mean, now we're talking about it, and we're talking about it because everybody's in line to get affected by this. So, I mean, you know, we still have a war going on in Iraq and or an occupation, and nobody talks about that anymore. And
oh,
I said,
funny. Yeah.
Well, I said this on Friday. I mean, most people can't tell you how many people died in any kind of suicide bombing situation. Hey, Sherry, thank you. Great call.
You're welcome.
All right. We'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Stick around. You know, you think the news was bad this hour. I'll see what I can do so I can dig up in my bag of doom and see if I can sling that at your speaker.
The Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign is in full swing. The Red Kettle program has been the Salvation Army's signature fundraising effort for many years. Through your generous donations, the Salvation Army has helped thousands of Denver families, especially during the holiday season. In fact, 83 cents of every dollar donated goes directly to help those right here in Denver. And the Red Kettle campaign provides seasonal employment by hiring bell ringers. The Salvation Army can't do this without you. Help a needy family in Denver this holiday season. Stop by your local King Supers, Safeway, or Walmart to make a donation. For more information about the Salvation Army Red Shield, call 303-295-2107. That's 303-295-2107. Or stop by the Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center, located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
Favorite right, Dasbog coffee at King Supers, Vitamin Cottage, or Dasbog Cafes. From Russians, with love.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedopani.
I'm going to do whatever I have to do to support my family.
Armando Robles is one of 200 window and door factory workers who've been occupying the Chicago plant since they were unexpectedly laid off last week. Congressman Luis Gutierrez says a meeting later today of union leaders, the company, and its bank could help the workers get the benefits they're entitled to.
We want to end the finger pointing. Whether it's the company or Bank of America, let's open up the books.
Union organizer Leah Freed says the workers have a legal right to severance and other benefits.
These workers are owed their vacation pay, and if this factory continues to stay closed, then they're owed 60 days pay.
The company, Republic Windows and Doors, hasn't made a public statement on the sit-in. Congress and the White House are scrambling to wrap up work on a slimmed-down auto industry rescue. Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm tells the CBS News Early Show they'd better step on the gas.
General Motors doesn't get this loan by the end of this month. It is game over.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House, where the administration is still reviewing details of that congressional plan for the auto industry. The proposal calls for at least $15 billion in short-term loans, far less than what automakers say they need. Still at issue, oversight, maintaining controls once the government, in effect, goes into the car business. The congressional proposal includes a cabinet-level auto board. The White House prefers naming a so-called car czar, who would have broad powers over any companies receiving federal money, Frank.
All those old bottles, cans, and papers you don't want, well, the recycler doesn't want them either. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker, why not, Vicki?
One more victim of the global meltdown. Plummeting consumer demand for cars, gizmos, and houses has brought plummeting prices for recyclables. Ask Johnny Gold, whose firm runs 13 recycling plants across the country.
The high, we were getting over $150 per ton. Today, you'd be very lucky to get 25.
Result, many recyclers are accepting paper only because there's no longer enough cash in plastic or aluminum trash, Frank.
The admitted architect of the 9/11 attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, is scheduled to face a military judge shortly at Guantanamo Bay. Miami Herald reporter Carol Rosenberg, speaking on a scratchy phone line from Cuba, told us some relatives of the 9/11 victims will be on hand.
This will be the first time that they'll actually get to see the person charged with the mass murder of 2,973 people on September 11th, and it is expected to be a fairly emotional day, even at a distance, even through a glass window.
In Salt Lake City, five private security guards employed by the Blackwater Company are expected to turn themselves in to face manslaughter charges in connection with the deaths of 17 Iraqi civilians. Merrill Lynch Chairman John Thames reportedly asking for a $10 million year-end bonus. Sources say the firm's compensation committee is resisting the request. Merrill has lost $11 billion this year and is about to be taken over by Bank of America. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 28 points. This is CBS News.
Why hasn't someone thought of this before? Take the hybrid to its logical extreme. Put a hybrid propulsion system in a place where it can do some real good. A full-size SUV utilizing electric and gasoline working together to do full-size chores. The Chevy Tahoe Hybrid. It's a whole new level of efficiency. The Green Car Journal thinks so. They named it their 2008 Green Car of the Year. At participating dealers only. Go to Chevy.com and learn more.
Hi, I'm Jim McCann from 1-800-Flowers.com. This Christmas, why not share the spirit of the season with Aunt Susie or your best friend Lisa? Our fabulous floral centerpieces are guaranteed to be the center of attention.
And now, 1-800-Flowers.com is giving you free shipping or no service charge. This holiday season, let 1-800-Flowers.com help you find the right way to connect with family and friends. Visit 1-800-Flowers.com and click on the radio icon to receive free shipping or no service charge.
1-800-Flowers.com. Pick the best. We always do.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Rain turning to snow later today, along with cold temperatures. This latest storm front will bring several inches of snow, especially in the foothills and south of the metro area near Castle Rock and Parker.
5 to 10 inches in those areas where we do have winter storm watch. The Denver area, we're kind of looking at 2 to 5 inches.
You heard him right, 5 to 10 inches south of the metro area. That's Scott Intrakin with the National Weather Service. Snow should start accumulating by evening rush hour with more overnight. Boulder police increasing their patrols around the University of Colorado.
We've had a number of assaults reported to us. Some of them have been sexual in nature. Some of them have not gotten to that point.
The PD's Sarah Huntley says there have been 6 attacks since Halloween. 1 year tomorrow since the shootings at a youth mission in Arvada and a church in Colorado Springs. Families and congregations of the 4 people killed remembering. And the Arena Football League needs capital to stay afloat and quickly. The Colorado Crush, owned by Pat Bowlen, John Elway, and Avs and Nuggets owner Stan Kroenke, is doing well. But the league as a whole is struggling and needs an investor to step up in the next couple of weeks. If not, the Arena Football League could fold. Sports, Broncos beat the Chiefs 24-17. They're at Carolina next Sunday. And the Avs beat the Canucks 5-4 at Pepsi Center. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound 225 really starting to load up after Parker Road towards DTC. Speeds are going to drop into the teens and 20 on the eastbound side of 270. This just as you're getting off of I-25, making your way towards Vasquez. No problems on the westbound side yet. Now, as far as the surface streets go, crashes on 6th at Corona. That's on the eastbound side, as well as on Santa Fe. This is at C-470. There's a fuel spill at that one that's just adding to the problems. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Want to save money on gas? Accumulate $100 in purchases at your neighborhood King Supers and save 10 cents per gallon at all participating King Supers fuel centers. Get details at King Supers. Right store, right price.
Introducing the Southwest Airlines Super Mega Ultra Totally Sweet Almost Too Good to Be True sales event. The name says it all. Fly round trip on a wanna getaway fare from Denver to any Southwest Airlines destination at 50% off. Purchase by December 12th. You heard right, half off. But this deal won't last forever, so don't wait. Hurry up and book now only at southwest.com/Denver. Federal taxes of up to $49.60, not including travel round trip between January 6th and March 7th. Seats are limited, blackout dates and other restrictions apply.
Let's just not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay. It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Swimming through the paranoia and mud of modern-day America. 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rain, snow likely. High today, 44. About a 70% chance of that stuff happening. And it's good to have you along this morning. 303-713-7600. We talk about alternative energy a lot. I mean, it's discussed a lot. A lot in the national news media. It's been discussed a lot in a lot on this radio station. Many people believe that the future of the country is the electric car. And I was talking to some gearheads over the weekend who are like me, and I admit that like a bad nicotine habit or a bad drug habit, I'm just hooked on the internal combustion engine. But we were talking about this over the weekend. Electric cars. Could you do the following things with electric cars? Could you sit on I-25 or Colorado Boulevard and run an air conditioner with an electric car? Could you take an electric car and drive from California to New York in an electric car. Right now, I would have to say no, because the technology is not there. I mean, I guess you can make the case where, okay, you could pull in off the interstate system and go to a Sheraton or a Hyatt or a Hilton or whatever it is, a Travelodge, wherever you stay, and somehow plug your car in while you sleep. And they could put those facilities in just like now. Most motels and hotels have internet connections. And you see that on the signs when you drive by. It says internet connection or free Wi-Fi. So I guess you could do that. You could have signs out there that would say, we'll charge electric cars. But by and large, there are a lot of people out there who believe that electric cars can't work, that they can't do the job, and that the future of this country, or the bridge in this country to hydrogen vehicles, would be clean-burning diesel vehicles. Well, the state of Hawaii and the Hawaiian Electric Company on Tuesday endorsed an effort to build an alternative transportation system based on electric vehicles with swappable batteries and an intelligent battery recharging network. The plan, the brainchild of former Silicon Valley software executive Shah Agassi, is an effort to overcome the major hurdles to electric cars, slow battery recharging, and limited availability. Here's my question. Should the state of Colorado get involved in this? Should we do it? If you really, really believe that the electric car is the future, should we put taxpayer money behind it? For instance, the Tesla Roadster is an electric car that goes fast, looks sensational, and excites envy. The appearance of it, however, obscures some inconvenient truths. Its all-electric technology remains woefully immature, and it's extremely expensive. I think it's like $109,000 to $110,000. If enough billionaires step forward to buy these vehicles, then that would keep the doors of the manufacturer, Tesla, motors open. If investors pass up the opportunity, however, why should taxpayers fork over the capital that Tesla needs? Now, the big three automakers are up there looking for a bailout, right? And they're talking about $25 billion. Should the state of Colorado be like Hawaii and get behind this idea of electric vehicles? Should the federal government get behind the idea of electric vehicles and inject capital into it, or come up with some kind of structure off the interstate system where you would pay taxes, and that taxes would be used to develop alternative energy cars being electric cars? Okay, so boil it down. If you believe in electric cars, are you willing to pay for them with your tax dollars? 303-713-7600. Suppose Governor Bill Ritter got up tomorrow and said, Colorado is going to plunge forward in an effort to create an alternative fuel system and transportation system, and we're going to be the first in the country to have mass green technology. But one of the things we're going to have to do is we're going to have to finance it. So we want to slice off part of taxpayer revenue to get into R&D, research and development. Would you say, all right, and we're going to put this on as a ballot initiative. So ballot number 21 would be electric cars, ballot issue number 21, or ballot issue number 50. Would you go into the polling place and pay for this? And you can make a case that what I'm talking about is government intervention in the private sector. But if you think energy is the biggest challenge facing this country, one of the big challenges we had in the 50s and 60s was the space race. And the government poured money into research and development, to the private sector, to get the space race underway. They're still doing it, as a matter of fact. And you're paying for it, because we're still funding NASA. So the question remains, would you be willing to do it here in Colorado? Would you be willing to step forward, and would you be willing to pay your tax dollars for it? As a matter of fact, would you be willing to pay your tax dollars for it on a federal level? In other words, put up or shut up. Now, I'm not saying that electric cars are wrong. I'm just saying that the technology is immature right now. And so we need investment in this. So I don't know how many of you called me up over the last 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 months. And a lot of you cite that movie, Whatever Happened to the Electric Car. And a lot of you say, well, electric cars are the way to go. Also, the other thing about electric cars, would you be more on the grid or less on the grid, and what would it do to power demands? But anyway, my fundamental question is, would you be willing to pay for this? Would you step up to the plate and use your hard-earned tax dollars for this, for research and development into an electric car? And if Governor Bill Ritter stood up, and Congressman Ed Perlmutter stood up, and Diana DeGette stood up, and Morgan Carroll stood up, and Joe Rice stood up, and they said, we're going to engage in research and development in the state of Colorado on electric vehicles. We're going to need federal money for this, but we're also going to need the state's money, and we're going to put this proposition on the ballot, and we're going to ask you whether you want to vote for it or not. What would you do? Would you go for it or would you not go for it? That's the big question. You know, are you willing to reach into your wallet, your bank account to make this happen if you believe so heavily in alternative energy and if you believe so heavily that this is the way to go? And I don't think I've ever gotten on the air here with something like this. And I don't think I've ever gone on the air and said, okay, look, nut-cutting time is here. Let's do it. I mean, let's see how much you value something that you called me and talked to me about numerous times. Are you willing to get into this? I'm unsure about it. So you got to call and give me the answer. I'm not trying to walk the middle line here. I just don't know. If you're for this, I need to be convinced. If you're against it, I need to hear from you. We'll go to the phone calls. Coming up. 7:16, 16 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Turk, up now.
Still just two accidents out there around the Metro, Jay. Both of them off the highways. Our first one, a rollover crash at 6th and Corona. There as you're getting close to Capitol Hill. Also in Littleton, an accident at Santa Fe and C-470. This was caused due to a fuel spill from a big rig. The ramp to westbound C-470 is still closed as you're trying to get on from Santa Fe. That has caused quite some delays on the southbound side of Santa Fe going all the way back past Mineral. You may want to hop on Mineral, go west over to Platte Canyon, and then head south to C-470. You can head westbound on C-470 there at Platte Canyon, but you cannot head eastbound. The highways around town, pretty full as usual. Southbound 25 jamming from 120th down to 84th, and again from 58th Avenue past Spear Boulevard, and 225 in Aurora, a trouble spot as you're heading southbound from Parker Road down to the Tech Center. Speeds barely pushing into the teens there. Your forecast, mostly cloudy with rain showers turning to snow early this afternoon.
Maybe it's just me being a coach and all, but I thought winning was supposed to be hard. So Staples is doing this gifted for free thing where 10,000 people are going to win their entire purchase. GPSs, digital cameras. You know what? You're awesome at listening to the radio. You deserve a trophy or something, too. I mean, everyone else is winning these days. 10,000 winners, everything in the cards. Where's the challenge, Staples? Go to giftedforfree.com if you absolutely must. No purchase necessary. Go to giftedforfree.com for official rules. Must be 18 or older. Ends 12/24/08.
Hi, this is Ken Moon from Around the House with a unique offer for the next 20 callers. Let Drain Solvers video your sewer lines for the amazingly discounted price of only $79.95. Drain Solvers can help prevent problems before they occur, especially around the holidays. When friends and family come over, be sure your lines are prepared for the heavier-than-normal use. These problems can end up costing you thousands and could ruin your holiday. Let Drain Solvers make you smile. Call them today at 303-423-1000. 303-423-1000. Citizen.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. You have got to check out Icon LASIK. Why? Because they can do your eyes starting at $499 per eye. They have done over 65,000 procedures. They did my eyes, and they've done eyes of friends of mine. So if you're eye shy, or if you've always wanted LASIK, Icon is the place to go. Visit them in Denver at their location in Mexico and Colorado. You can't miss it. There's a big sign right there. Or in Loveland at 3553 Clydesdale Parkway. Or pick up the phone and call them, 720-524-1001. Colorado-style pizza. You got to love Bojo's. Travelocity awards Bojo's one of the top insider spots in the U.S., home of Colorado's legendary Colorado-style pizza. They've been that way since 1973. The famous Bojo's Mountain Pie is legendary for the freshest, highest quality ingredients available. Let me repeat that. The freshest, highest quality ingredients available. Chip, who owns Bojo's, eats at every single one. And nobody makes food like Bojo's, whether you take it out or you eat it right there. Their sandwiches are made with authentic San Francisco sourdough French bread. How do I know it's authentic? Because they pay the money to have it flown in. They're that concerned about their quality. Their soup and salad bar has over 30 fresh garden grates and it'll knock you out. Healthy options available too, from gluten-free pizza to the Smart Meal Menu, which qualifies for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environmental Smart Seal. So the folks at Bojo's really do care, and I'll tell you something, their quality is second to none. Visit Bojo's.com for a money-saving coupon and all their locations. So whether it's football, whether it's racing like myself, whether it's going out, finding some place unique to eat, you've got to go to Bojo's.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
The other day, I had a customer with a badly cracked windshield. She said she kept putting off replacing it because of her busy schedule. Then a co-worker told her that Elite Safelite could actually come right to her office and replace it. So she called us. I was able to come to her office and replace it the very next day. We even handled all the insurance paperwork for her.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite Safelite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
This holiday season, save up to $100 when you give a TomTom. It's the GPS that's smarter than any other. And just like a sweater, it's a gift that works right out of the box. Only it's not lame. TomTom. Go confidently.
This is going to be a tough holiday season for countless families across America, yet those in Washington seem to take such a callous attitude, allowing this grind to continue without action. Look, we're in debt up to our ears. Can we at least feel good about it?
Ed Schultz, mornings 10 to 1.
Can we get some kind of tax credit? Can we get some kind of relief? Can you do something for the short-term holiday season?
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Why not?
I don't know. Seven twenty-one, 21 minutes after 7. Rain, snow likely. High today, 44. Jay Marvin along with you. Okay, here's the question. If you think electric cars are great, do you think the state of Colorado should get into the development of electric cars? Should they use taxpayer money? That's your money. And not only that, do you think federally we ought to get into it and use the taxpayers' money for research and development? One line open at 303-713-7600. I'm just throwing down the audio gauntlet. And for those of you who think that this is a viable way to alternative energy, well, bring it on, and tell me what you think we should do, because I'm not really sure about this. Here's Mike in Louisville. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Hey, I just wanted to say I heard you mention the movie Who Killed the Electric Car, and I highly encourage people to watch it because I thought it did a good job of presenting both ends of the spectrum, and I was telling Turk, you know, electric cars are a viable solution for your everyday commuter. It's not something that you'd probably want to drive cross-country, at least not at this point. But, you know, you could greatly reduce your carbon emissions by people driving electric cars back and forth to work. And, you know, GM had one that they put out in California that was in the movie. You know, it had air conditioning. It had all the comforts of a regular car. And, you know, it had a range of 90 miles, I believe it was. And, you know, with some battery improvements, we could get that up. But I don't drive 90 miles a day in my commute, you know. And I think they're viable for that, the short-term, you know, commuter, you'd greatly help out our environment.
All right, great points on your part, but are you willing to pay your tax dollars to develop it?
Oh, I would. You know, I think that the fueling stations, like you said, off the interstate, all of the infrastructure could be put in, you know, relatively inexpensively. And I think, you know, even if you are plugging your car into the power grid, that power is already being produced anyway. You're not going to increase carbon emissions by, you know, having a bunch of electric cars plugged in. People still have their house.
But you're going to put more demand on the system.
Yeah, I agree. But I don't think that it would increase, you know. The other thing you could do, and I told Turk this, is I've heard of people that are designing carbon fiber solar panels that could be molded and installed on cars to look like, you know, the body of a car. Build the panels out of solar panels instead of, you know, aluminum or plastic. And the car could be recharging as it's rolling down the road or parked in the parking lot at work. You know, I know that wouldn't work everywhere in the country, but it certainly could work here in Colorado.
Well, carbon fiber is, you know, very light, very, it is very light. But you know what the problem with it is, though? Oh, boy, when it shatters.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it shatters big time. And then the edges to it are very, very sharp. But, all right, let's get back to this. One last final question. So you're willing to pay for it?
I am. I would be, you know. I think our tax dollars are being used to bail out the companies anyway. So, you know, why not put some of it towards things that are going to help people in the future rather than continuing the status quo, you know.
All right. Fair enough. Hey, man, I appreciate the call.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good day. Let's go to James in Denver. James, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. Interesting topic. I would be willing to chip in for it, but it would have to be sold really well. They'd have to describe how it's going to work, how much it's going to cost, where the cars are going to come from, how much they're going to cost. One other problem with doing this now, they're ideally suited to commuting to work since they're more of kind of a limited range vehicle. And with the economy the way it is and people losing their jobs, it's kind of a hard sell right now.
Well, how about taking some of those people and putting them to work working on this stuff?
I think that would be great. I don't know how many jobs that would produce, but
You got somebody who's going to have to come up with and improve the technology, and then you've got to have people who are, you know, willing to assemble the vehicles. Even if they use robotics, you still got to have some human beings involved.
And I think the other thing is you have to have a federal mandate. I think one of the interesting things about that movie, Who Killed the Electric Cars, the reason that electric car, the EV1, came about is because in order to sell cars in California, GM had to make a certain amount of zero-emission vehicles, so they had the EV1. And then later they worked to destroy that legislation. So
yeah, exactly.
And they went and bought Dumber, or Hummer, I should say.
Yeah, well, it's exactly what they've done all along about everything, which makes my argument stronger, I think, about buying shares of the big three and sitting on the boards to force them to do what they need to do. But if we look at this as being as important as a project as the race to space, then you get into the whole thing about, okay, should taxpayers subsidize this, even though in the beginning only the rich would be able to afford it, if you look at the Tesla model, and should the state of Colorado take the lead, and, you know, should Bill Ritter and parts of the legislature, should they propose putting this on the ballot as an amendment where a certain amount of state funds would go to research and development for this?
I'd be willing to chip in. Like I say, I don't mind paying taxes for something like that, but they'd really have to do a good job of selling the idea, and there'd need to be some sort of legislative mandate telling the car companies in order to sell cars here, you'd have to produce certain electric vehicles or something. And I take it one step further. I was an early adopter on solar panels. We got our house done with enough solar panels to provide most of our power needs during the summer. But if you had solar panels at the workplace that could be used to charge those electric cars, that's the vision I have long term. You know,
so yeah. Or
you use to work, you park, you pull up to the charger.
Yeah, or my idea that you've got it going off the interstate.
Yep.
So you'd pull off and charge your car up that way.
At the roadside rest areas or something, yep.
Yeah, exactly. All right, James, thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, thank you, Jay.
Okay. Couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. If you're sold on the idea of the electric car, would you be in favor of using federal development money and also state development money in order to make that happen and do what we did during the space race, which is we created a NASA, and NASA became a symbol of pride for America, and would you be willing to chip in to have this done? And I'd really like to hear from somebody who could make us a case about why they wouldn't pay more. And I got somebody who would do that. Here's Darren in Lakewood. Darren, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, G. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
It's a great show, as always, and you and John do a wonderful job.
Well, thanks.
I've got a 87 Soup and a wagon. So, you know, why should I fund these guys to do what they're doing to, you know, obviously make things worse?
Well, how would developing an electric car, how would developing an electric car make things worse?
Well, let's talk about like monorail, that type of thing.
Well, you'd also have that too. But there are some people who can't take mass transit either because of where they work or the time they work. For instance, I can't take mass transit because I got to work at like 4 o'clock in the morning. Okay, so there's going to be people who can't do it, or there's no convenient stop near them, and you have to get into this whole thing about where they're going to stop and where they're not going to stop. So if we know that the internal combustion engine is bad for the atmosphere, then, and that we're looking for alternatives, and one of those alternatives would be the electric car, would you be willing to pay to develop the electric car?
I would definitely, you know, I'm all... Actually... From listening to all the other, you know, callers, I'm 100% behind it now. Because, you know, like I've told you before, I'm sort of a conservative Democrat, so.
Yeah, okay. And a lot of people out there would oppose this. Because, they would be fiscally conservative, and they wouldn't want the government to interject itself in the marketplace any more than it has to. Darren, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you
so much. 303-713-7600. Would you be willing to pay more money? Actually, would you be willing to pay tax dollars to get involved in an electric car? And how much belief do you even have in the idea of an electric car for alternative energy?
Jay, how much money did it really cost the taxpayers in the whole mission to the moon?
Oh, gee, I don't know.
You know, I mean, we've always talked about if we could put the same kind of
emphasis,
energy into making this happen that they did in going to the moon back in the 50s and 60s, you know, you get this done. But how much did it really cost the taxpayers there?
That's a really good question. I don't really know.
You know, I don't know either. But I'll try to dig something up. But, that, you know... We just got to get it done, because obviously what we're doing right now isn't working.
All right, would you be willing to pay more tax dollars for it?
Yeah. But I want to have kind of the same kind of cars that we're having nowadays, you know, same performance. You know, I don't want to give up a whole lot.
You know, for me, I know we should do this, I think. And would I pay tax dollars for it? Yeah, I would. But... Because I started out in the beginning thinking, well, I don't know if I'm going to do it or not. But the thing is, man, if it doesn't make noise, I don't like it.
I knew that'd be a big problem for you. And that's probably an issue for a lot of people.
I mean, I'm so addicted to carbon fuels, carbon-based fuels.
I know you are.
Like I told you before, I could stick my head in a bucket of race fuel. I just love the smell.
I don't know if I could do that.
I mean, I know that's sick.
I mean, I sometimes get nauseous just driving around on the highways catching people's exhaust, you know?
I love the smell of exhaust and burning
tires.
Know,
you ever see you're following like an old school bus and it lets out a big burp of black smoke? It's coming at your car and your windows are open, then you kind of hold your breath while you drive through it. Aren't you sick of that? Just sick of emissions?
Yes and no.
Sick of the brown cloud when you look downtown Denver and you see a big brown cloud sticking around? I am.
Yeah, I am sick of that. You're right. I'm sick of that. But for me, it's like trying to get off white sugar.
Right.
I just can't do it for some reason. All right, more of your phone calls coming up 7:34, 34 minutes after the hour, and I'm especially looking for people who don't want to pay for it, because I'd love to hear your argument about that. You know, we try to balance everything out here, and all opinions are welcome. 7:34, 34 minutes after the hour, John Turk in traffic.
Stop-and-go jams coming out of Aurora on 225 in both directions, beginning around Parker Road if you're heading southbound. It's going to last all the way to 25 as you're getting into the tech center, and for northbound, it's going to break loose in between Mississippi and Alameda. Southbound 25 recovering just a little bit. Speeds are improving there in North Glen and Thornton around 120th, getting back into the 20s and 30s, maybe even the 40s, and also loosening up downtown after I-70. Still busy in Commerce City, westbound 76 and eastbound. Eastbound 270. We're also starting to see more traffic heading in and out of Boulder on the turnpike. For eastbounders, going to be a little sluggish from Pecos Street down to 25. And for you westbounders, as you're approaching Church Ranch from Sheridan. Just a couple of accidents out there on the surface streets. A rollover at 6th and Corona. That's been there for some time. That's in the cleanup phase. And also an accident at Santa Fe and C-470. The ramp there closed to westbound C-470 from Santa Fe due to a fuel spill. Your forecast? Mostly cloudy with rain and snow showers early in the afternoon. Shouldn't get a ton of snow, but should affect our afternoon commute. Look for about 2 to 4 inches in the metro. Looking for a high around 46 this afternoon. Right now, 50 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Make the leap from paying cash to using Express Toll. You won't have to stop at toll booths or dig for change. And starting in January, you'll see...
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. You have got to check out Icon LASIK. Why? Because they can do your eyes starting at $499 per eye. They have done over 65,000 procedures. They did my eyes, and they've done eyes of friends of mine. So if you're eye shy, or if you've always wanted LASIK, Icon is the place to go. Visit them in Denver at their location in Mexico and Colorado. You can't miss it. There's a big sign right there. Or in Loveland at 3553 Clydesdale Parkway. Or pick up the phone and call them 720-524-1001.
Prices are low at The Lumber Guy. Do you need a new door to hang your holiday wreath on? The Lumber Guy has great styles and size selections of quality interior doors starting at $15. And exterior doors as low as $25. The Lumber Guy, Denver's largest surplus building material store, offers huge savings while committed to bringing you the best products for the lowest price. The Lumber Guy's easy to find. 50th and Washington. Call 303-979-8823 or go to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save money.
Hi, this is Ken Moon from Around the House with a unique offer for the next 20 callers. Let Drain Solvers video your sewer lines for the amazingly discounted price of only $79.95. Drain Solvers can help prevent problems before they occur, especially around the holidays. When friends and family come over, be sure your lines are prepared for the heavier-than-normal use. These problems can end up costing you thousands and could ruin your holiday. Let Drain Solvers make you smile. Call them today at 303-423-1000. 303-423-1000.
What you're looking for, if you need to downsize to a more fuel-efficient SUV, or you want four-wheel, all-wheel, or front-wheel drive, Rockies is the place to go. They'll look at your trade, they have their matching down incentive, and they'll show you the book price on any vehicle that you're interested in. These guys are the real deal, and a lot of car stores get on and make all kinds of, promises, and they shout and scream and yell, I can see the board. You know what? But that's not what Rockies is all about. Rockies is just simply about giving you good service and taking care of you, because the customer comes first, because they know in the long run it pays off. And they have a long-run strategy. That's one of the reasons why they've been around since 1982. Rockies Autos, check them out anytime between 9 and 8, Monday through Saturday, at 63rd and Federal.
Hi, I'm Lisa Shump, owner of the brand new Shump BMW. Our new home, a state-of-the-art facility that's been 3 years in the planning. We have a wonderful inventory of BMW 7, 6, 5, and 3 Series, the all-new 1 Series and the new X6 as well. We have exceptional selection of certified pre-owned BMWs and other fine used cars. So we'd like to invite you to come visit our new home, the all-new Shump BMW, Lucent Boulevard, just north of C-470 at Plum Valley Lane. Feel free to come take a peek. You'll find the perfect one for you. We think you'll agree that luxury, performance, and the ultimate driving machine BMW make great roommates. In fact, you might decide you'd like to move in with us. The all-new Shump BMW, 1190 Plum Valley Lane. Don't miss it. The new Shump BMW at Lucent Boulevard, just north of C-470. On the web at shump.com. Thanks.
This Tuesday through Thursday, the hottest toys are in stock and on sale at Toys R Us. Get the lowest prices of the holidays, plus up to 50% off top brands like Disney, Nerf, and Fisher-Price. And grab extra deals on super stocking stuffers that are also up to 50% off. Shop Tuesday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to midnight. Toys R Us, where kids are a big deal. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Finding something you can rely on is easier than you think. I'm Norm Miller, chairman of Interstate Batteries, and our batteries are just around the corner from you. Sold at over 200,000 retailers. Heck, we're in every county in the U.S. And that means it's easier than ever to own the Interstate Battery peace of mind. Because with one of ours, you'll hear this. Instead of this. Call 1-800-CRANK-IT or visit InterstateBatteries.com to find the dealer nearest you. Tested, trusted. Interstate Batteries.
Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin, available to you digitally. Check us out, am760.net, podcasts, emails, comments. We've got our Facebook pages going. Turn to the Left with Jay Marvin. Also, John Turk's got a Facebook page. I've got a Facebook page. And my buddy Darren Law has now got a Facebook page. So go over there and join. And check out my blog at jmarvinblog.com. So we got all kinds of stuff going on in the digital world. All right, what about electric cars? Would you pay for them? Would you pay tax money for those? If Bill Ritter stood up and said, okay, the state of Colorado is going to move forward with electric technology, we're going to fund it, but we need to get your okay on an amendment. Or would you be willing to use federal research dollars taken out of your taxes to get into electric cars? Here's Doug in Westminster. Doug, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
What do you know today?
Do I know today?
I said, what do you know today?
Oh, what do I know today? Well, I know today that John Lennon was killed. I don't know how many years ago now, but he was killed.
Oh my
28 years ago.
God.
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Anyway,
yeah, you're right.
And we'll play some Lennon coming up. But anyway, go ahead.
I'm not for it. I'd rather take this tax money and buy back the patents in 1935. GM vehicle had from the oil companies. That's what I'd rather do with the tax money, and then I'd give up a bunch of it. Because in 1935, they had a charging system hooked to the wheels base on that. And every time you moved, you charged.
Yeah, but suppose they wouldn't sell it back to you.
Well, how much government power do we have to force them to give that back?
None.
None?
No, because you can't force private enterprise to give you something unless you've got some legal grounds to get it. Like for instance, you feel that they're cheating on their income tax, or they've committed a consumer wrong and are hiding the information.
Well, if it came down to a national security necessity situation, I would think that the government would have the pull with the oil companies to release that information.
No, I think you'd have a hard time making that stand up in court.
You think?
Yeah, I do.
Well, we know it's out there. I mean, it's been on Randy's and Ed's show. It's been on Hartman's show. They've talked about it.
Well, I'm not denying that it's not out there. I'm just saying that you can't force them to give it up to and give it to you.
Well, then maybe we ought to take our tax money, Jay, and take it to MIT and say, okay, this has been done. Come up with it again. and use a different version, because we know that patents can only be held, you know, if it's exact copy. I understand that. But we need to do something. If I have to pay for it, yes, not a problem. But if I have the choice, I'd rather take the money and give it to MIT and have them reproduce the charging system. So I just told Turk, I said, if I'm here in Denver and you're in Vermont with a bed and breakfast, how the hell am I going to get to you with an electric car?
Well, I think it's, you know, I think that's really a good answer, a good question. I mean, how do you answer that? Well, you got to have research and development. Well, how do you get it? You got to use federal money, I guess, in order to get it. And are you willing to pay the federal money to get it?
Would you pay your tax money to make that, or put it toward the grid system like you're talking, or both?
You know, I'm flip-flopping on this.
So am I.
3 or 4 minutes ago, I felt like yes. Now when I look at it, my answer is no.
It's not a bad thing, Jay. Don't, you know, get me wrong as far as not really wanting to participate in that. It's a good program, but like I said, if Turk's got a bed and breakfast in Vermont, I can't get there.
You know what?
The national economy will hurt if we go all electric with that system.
Well, here's my bottom line. No, I don't think the national economy will hurt, but here's my bottom line. It doesn't make noise.
Well, we could put a little vroom vroom in there for you.
No, man, it's not like the real thing. It's not like the real thing. Doug, thank you, man.
Have a good one, buddy.
Okay. Let's go to AJ in Longmont. AJ, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Good, man. How about you?
I'm good. I was just watching 60 Minutes last night, and they had the oil minister on, and he was talking about all the oil they're producing there, and how they're able to pull a barrel of oil out of the ground for $2 a barrel. I think these guys want to keep us on the oil train as long as we can. We got to get off this thing. You know, they're just playing with us. It's $4 a gallon, down to $1.50 a gallon. I don't know how this stuff changes, but...
Well, right now the reason it's changing is because consumer demand is down because you got people driving less because they're trying to save money.
Well, I understand that, but I don't see the big drop in the price all of a sudden. You know, it's just, what, July we were paying $4 a gallon, all of a sudden we have just stopped driving that much that the price comes down.
Well, I don't think we've stopped driving, but I think we've significantly cut it down, yeah. I mean, most people, they don't take to the roads like they used to. And what I mean by that is, I mean, I'm talking about long extended drives.
Yeah.
They just don't do it anymore.
I know. I'm just going to work and back and park the car once I get home and use the efficient car for the rest of the trips we do, you know. And also the fellow who was talking about the electric energy, Formula One's working on the KERS system for next season. You know, kinetic energy recovery system.
Right.
Trying to reuse some of that energy, just like the fellow was talking about. So it is being, you know, the auto manufacturers are working on it. If we can just get them to stick with it, Honda, who unfortunately pulled out of Formula One over the weekend, had probably one of the most promising systems out there. Hopefully, we can keep them working on it.
Yeah, they'll still work on it because they see profit ahead of it. All right, very quickly here before I go get traffic, are you willing to pay tax dollars to make this happen?
I certainly am, yes. You know, the space program, the money we made back from that thing is huge. The short-term tax we have to pay on it is nothing compared to what we'll get in the benefits of the long-term.
All right, man. I appreciate it. And by the way, go Felipe Massa.
Yeah, how was that after last year? Hamilton pulling that one out of the bag.
Yeah, well, we'll pull it out of the bag this year, I guarantee you.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right, AJ, take care.
Thanks, Jake. Bye.
All right. 7:47, 47 minutes after the hour, John Turk pulls traffic out of the bag.
Here we got a new crash that's definitely messing people up. Heading out of the tech center, northbound I-25 as you approach Camden, causing backups all the way back past Bellevue. Three cars involved there. Southbound side of 25, starting to improve a little bit, especially up in Northland. And again, as you're heading into downtown after I-70, stop-and-go jams on southbound 2 1/4 right now from Parker Road all the way down to the DTC. Northbound side also a little behind there from Parker Road up to Alameda. The turnpike pretty full for westbounders from 104th up to McCaskill.
Haslund. Also for eastbounders approaching the interstate for after Pecos. And seeing increased traffic on C-470 as well for eastbounders from Wadsworth up to Santa Fe and for westbounders from Quebec to University. Now just off of C-470 there at Santa Fe, we got a crash still hanging people up trying to leave Littleton. Got some backups from the southbound side from Mineral all the way to C-470 where the ramp is closed to westbound C-470 due to an oil spill. But really looking like a pretty average commute on the highways around town with the exception of that crash northbound 25 approaching Hamden. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, rain showers turning to snow early this afternoon. Highs are going to be in the mid to upper 40s. Current temperature downtown, 50 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
WAMU is now a part of Chase. Open a WAMU free checking account today and get free image style checks and free
You need a moving company, but the list is endless. With over 30 years of service in the metro area, Student Movers will handle your residential, commercial, designer, and storage needs as stress-free and economically as possible. The crews and staff are experienced and courteous and will give you advice on how to prepare and tips to help you save money. Visit them now at studentmovers.com. That's studentmovers.com. Student Movers. Lose the stress. Move with the best.
Okay, so the new year's just around the corner. How about starting out the new year with some firm plans to finally do something about your unfinished bachelor's or master's degree? Now, I'm not talking about some fly-by-night school. I'm talking about getting your degree online from CSU Global. Yeah, Colorado State University. How cool would that degree look hanging on your wall? And this is an affordable curriculum that was created from day one for online learning. This isn't just a lot of homework with an online test. These are courses designed by professors with PhDs who have rethought everything for online learning. Now, I know there's still a lot to do this year, and I know that New Year's resolutions are, by definition, made in the new year, but don't go into the new year just thinking about what you want to do. Start the new year running. Go to csuglobal.org and get signed up for classes that will help you help yourself. And don't wait. Class sizes are limited, and registration closes soon. So come on, make the new year a truly new year with affordable online classes from csuglobal.org or call 800-920-6723. That's csuglobal.org or 800-920-6723.
Hi, this is Ken Moon from Around the House with a unique offer for the next 20 callers. Let Drain Solvers video your sewer lines for the amazingly discounted price of only $79.95. Drain Solvers can help prevent problems before they occur, especially around the holidays. When friends and family come over, be sure your lines are prepared for the heavier-than-normal use. These problems can end up costing you thousands and could ruin your holiday. Let Drain Solvers make you smile. Call them today at 303-423-1000, 303-423-1000.
Radio station plus the Chicago Cubs. How do you think that's going to sit with the market?
Well, you know, the market is up today. The market has factored a lot of this stuff in already, Jay. You're right. And I think here's what's happening. I mean, Democrat or Republican, it doesn't really matter. I'm not trying to be political here. That's not my job, although I do have my personal opinions. If you really give a rip about them, give me a holler, presidential broker, and I'll tell you what they are, but they don't necessarily represent. Whatever. I mean, we have Republicans in this office, we have independents in this office, we have Democrats in this office. But the fact of the matter remains that I think that the markets are responding favorably to comments over the weekend by President-elect Obama. And, you know, you got to say that, what's the old phrase? Give a man a fish, he eats for a day. Teach a person how to fish, and they eat for a lifetime.
Right.
And I think that's the phrase that comes to my mind when I hear... Not giveaway packages. I'm not big on giveaway packages to people. But when you talk about putting people to work on highways, you talk about people going back to work on schools, I'm happy to pay for that type of stuff. Get up off your duff and go to work, and we'll pay you, and we're going to improve the country from an infrastructure standpoint. And let's get the economy rolling again. And I think people are responding favorably to that. And I don't care whether you like Obama or not. That kind of news. I'm relieved to hear that it's not a giveaway to somebody that doesn't deserve it, but it's a let's pull ourselves up by our bootstraps kind of approach, go back to work. And that's what I've been saying. I believe in the spirit of the U.S. people. And I'm real, real excited. And I think the markets are happy today, whether you like, you know, Democrats or Republicans. I'm glad to see something positive and constructive being done, and the markets do too. So the Dow's up 244 points. The Nasdaq's up 38. The S&P's up 27. The Marvin is up 12. I think that's That's good news. So I'm not trying to be political. I know I'll get calls saying, blah, blah, blah. Hey, the fact of the matter remains, it's positive, it's constructive, and I'm excited about it. Will the markets correct again? Absolutely. I think they probably will, but that's good news.
I think the bottom line here is that Wall Street likes what it's hearing, and maybe they got more investor confidence on this Monday morning than they had, like, say, last Thursday.
Well, that in the face of 533,000 jobs lost in November, Tribune Company, as you mentioned, having problems, Citadel having problems. We also heard this morning that 3M is going to lay off. They were going to lay off 1,000. Now they're laying off 1,800 workers out of Minnesota. But now those are not just U.S. workers being laid off. But you're right, Jay. People hopefully are going to get the spirit behind whoever is in office and make this work.
Well, I hope that's going to be the case. And for people who are wondering what to do with their money, because we don't want to end up having to work until we're 80 years old, get in touch with Mike Spear, the Executive Vice President at Presidential Brokerage, 303-749-2770. That's 303-749-2770. Mary and I trust him, and you should trust him too. 303-749-2770, and that project that you and I are working on together,
yeah.
Some interesting twists of which I will include them in an email to your highly sought email address, which I will not give out publicly.
Well, either way, but I'll look forward to your email address.
As long as you get it, but you got to give me $100.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
Well, that's the limit. That's the year's limit that I can give to somebody that I'm working with. Otherwise, I'm in violation of SEC regulations. So $99.99 is on its way.
All right. Yeah, okay. And you know what? You can take that dollar or 99 cents and buy me a share of Citadel.
You got it, pal. Oh, man, I can buy you more than one.
Yeah, I know it. All right, man. We'll see ya.
See ya.
All right, 7:55, 55 minutes after the hour on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
The Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign is in full swing. The Red Kettle program has been the Salvation Army's signature fundraising effort for many years. Through your generous donations, the Salvation Army has helped thousands of Denver families, especially during the holiday season. In fact, 83 cents of every dollar donated goes directly to help those right here in Denver. And the Red Kettle campaign provides seasonal employment by hiring bell ringers. The Salvation Army can't do this without you. Help a needy family in Denver this holiday season. Stop by your local King Supers, Safeway, or Walmart to make a donation. For more information about the Salvation Army Red Shield, call 303-295-2107. That's 303-295-2107. Or stop by the Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center, located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
7:56, 56 minutes after the hour, AM 760, the Progressive Talk. Our audio job fair coming up next hour. Rain, snow, likely. High today, 44. We're talking about electric cars. Quickly, let's jump to the phones. Carol and Larkspur has been hanging on. Carol, you're on.
Hi there, Jay.
Well, that blew me away. Okay.
Sorry.
That was just loud. Go ahead, Carol.
You're on speaker. Hi there. I definitely support electric vehicles. However, I think just throwing money to make it a federal program might be a mistake without really understanding the infrastructure involved. To give you an example, I mean, the DOE only had like $5 billion to spend last year.
Right.
Obama, and I think all the candidates pretty much promised about $15 billion. But that's nothing that compares to the amount of money that we put into the Department of Defense. And I'm not really sure on the figures, but I think it's like $80 billion a month even? It's just kind of insane.
It is. I mean, we do spend a lot of money on defense, and a lot of that money we spend on defense is for out-of-date technology.
It's swords to plowshares time, and to really have some innovative ways to set up the organizations that are going to bring out an electric car that you can use. And I just want to give you a paradigm shift. I've been saying it for 12 years since I worked at Ford Motor Company that people are going to drive electric cars, unfortunately, not just to save the environment and to get off foreign oil. They're going to drive them because they're better, and we have the ability to do that. So I just want to say that there are a lot of technologies already out there that have been developed that are better, but you just haven't seen them yet, because think about the current organization, the status quo. They've invested billions in not providing
you
cutting-edge technology.
You're right about that.
I know that for a fact.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jake.
All right. Coming up next, our audio job fair. If you are an employer, maybe you can help us out.
Mario Solis Marriage. Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, the big tamale contest for 2008. Nominations will close today, and we'll bring you the update.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Introducing the Southwest Airlines. Off. Purchase by December 12th. You heard right. Half off. But this deal won't last forever, so don't wait. Hurry up and book now only at southwest.com/Denver. Federal taxes of up to $49.60 not included. Travel round trip between January 6th and March 7th. Seats are limited. Blackout dates and other restrictions apply.
You need a moving company, but the list is endless. With over 30 years of service in the metro area, Student Movers will handle your residential, commercial, designer, and storage needs as stress-free and economically as possible. The crews and staff are experienced and courteous and will give you advice on how to prepare and tips to help you save money. Visit them now at studentmovers.com or call 303-296-0600. Student Movers. Lose the stress. Move with the best.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. A scaled-back $15 billion car company rescue could be right around the bend, but congressional Democrats in the White House still have to work out the fine print on government oversight of how that money is spent. A short time ago, the White House said a deal could be reached before the end of the day. Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm tells the CBS News Early Show, time is running out. GM needs help by the end of the month or it's game over. And GM's collapse would spread collateral damage across the economy.
It's the steel industry. It's the textile industry. It's the plastics industry. It's the microchip industry. It's the railroad industry. This is the backbone of manufacturing. We cannot lose this very important sector of our economy.
Breaking news from Salt Lake City. Five Blackwater security guards accused in the fatal shooting of 17 Iraqi civilians have just surrendered. Troy Ball says his brother Donald is bewildered by what's happened to him.
He is a good man. He is one of the best Americans.
Susan Burke is an attorney who represents some of the victims' families.
What the families want is obviously justice. And, you know, we are keeping our fingers crossed that, in fact, the folks that did this murdering are going to be brought to justice.
On the fourth day of a factory sit-in by 200 window and door company workers in Chicago, the company has agreed to meet with union representatives. The union is demanding the vacation and severance pay the workers are entitled to when the company let them go. Congressman Luis Gutierrez is trying to help.
We have workers here 34 years, and on the eve of Christmas, they shouldn't simply be thrown out on the street.
Rock-throwing gangs have been on the street in Athens for the third straight day, protesting the police shooting of a Greek teenager. One man's trash is supposed to be another man's treasure, but that's not the case these days. Johnny Gold with Newark Group, a company that runs 13 recycling plants around the country, says the bottom has fallen out of the market. Gold blames the weak economy.
We had prices that were really close to historical highs over the last few years. As the crisis came about, prices dropped, and they dropped very quickly.
The American Public Transportation Association says bus and train ridership jumped 6.5% from July through September. even as the price of gasoline was beginning to come down from the record high of more than $4 a gallon.
This is the highest quarterly transit ridership increase in 25 years.
Spokeswoman Virginia Miller says a lot of drivers who tried public transportation apparently liked it and decided to stick with it. Now, the price of gasoline down another 22 cents over the past 2 weeks. The national average now, $1.75 a gallon. In early Wall Street trading, stock prices are solidly higher. The Dow Industrial Average now is ahead by 195 points, and the NASDAQ Composite is up by about 38 points. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm John Buckley, attorney at law. If you've been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense, don't try to fight it alone. I'm here to help. Call me, John Buckley, now at 303-501-1800, or visit my website now at the letter J, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, law.com.
Together and push through this together. Now, I know there's practitioners out there of the fine art of me, myself, and I. And they really don't care about what happens to other people. And they have callous viewpoints, like Phil Graham, who says, We're just a bunch of whiners. We're a nation full of a bunch of whiners. Well, I don't think we are. But I think talk radio, I keep pounding this point home, and I think it's really true. Talk radio is into, oh, ain't it awful, and I'm a victim syndrome. Let's get out of that. Here's what I want to do. And I may be having to sit here for an hour and talk to myself, but I'm going to give it a try anyway. If you're an employer and you're looking to hire people, either on a full or part-time basis, call me at 303-713-7600. That's 303-713-7600. If you're an employer looking to hire somebody on a full or part-time basis, I want to hear from you. So therefore, the listeners who listen to this radio station, they can turn right around and they can write the information down and they can give you a call and they can apply for the job. Which to me is doing something. Instead of sitting around talking about how bad it is. Plus, we need to group together here to be able to survive. Now, the one thing is, we may not get any calls because there may not be any jobs out there. That might be part of it. But don't think because you have a job, you might have a job like, say, being a delivery driver or a courier or delivering newspapers. I don't know. Don't rule yourself out. And I joked to a friend of mine. I said, hey, if things keep going the way they're going, I'm going to buy an ice cream truck and drive it around town. I'm always thinking about stuff to do. So 303-713-7600. And let me know what you got out there. And like I said, we may not get any calls because there may not be any jobs out there. That's pretty rough. I mean, you look at the classified sections in the newspapers, the two in town. There's not much in there. And even John and I joke that, well, here's what we'll do. We'll deliver pizzas. Well, I don't even know if those jobs are open. I haven't seen a sign for pizza delivery driver in a long time. Or maybe drive a cab. I don't know what the situation is there with that. I don't know how. Are they looking for cab drivers? Also, if you know of somebody who's looking for somebody, 303-713-7600. And we have no calls.
Gee, I got a call from a gal who was on her way to work and she couldn't talk, but she said that the Gilliam Youth Service Center is hiring a cook. and they're taking applications for the next 2 days, and I do have a phone number and a name of somebody.
All right, give it out over the air.
And this would be, you know, if Paul from Louisville, who's, you know, a guy that we know we've talked to several times who's been looking for a cooking position, here you go, Paul, 303-291-8915 and ask for Linda. Again, 303-291-8915, and that's Gilliam Youth Service Center. They're looking for a cook.
Well, that's the only one we have. I mean, so far, nothing.
Maybe nobody's hiring, Jay.
You that's know, what, that's what I think.
Trying to do this.
That's what I think, too. I don't think anybody's hiring. I don't think anybody knows of any jobs out there. That's kind of a sad situation. Therefore, the grace of God, go I. I was just saying on the air, John, I haven't seen any ads or anybody saying anything about pizza delivery drivers.
Well, like, yeah, normally, you know, you usually see the now hiring signs in pretty much every storefront during the holiday season anyway, and you just don't see them. You know, I've seen a few, but, you know, like at McDonald's and various other places, but no, I don't see them like I normally do.
What if you could get a job working at McDonald's in the morning and Burger King or Taco Bell at night?
Work both?
Yeah.
I don't see why not. As long as I don't think you'd carry two full-time jobs.
Fast food is my life. All right, well, maybe we'll just move into open phones now. I mean, I've got a couple of topics I could do. But it's now 14 minutes after the hour, 8:14, 14 minutes after the hour, and we're not going to get any calls. I'm trying to think of what I would like to do if I didn't do what I'm doing now. I'd like to work in a Borders or a Barnes & Noble, but I haven't even seen any of those have any signs or run any ads. I don't know. Rocky's Autos at 63rd and Federal may be looking for car salespeople. You might want to call them and ask. Ask for a Rick or Roger over there. But I, you know, other than that, I don't know of anything that's going on. And, like I said before, it's kind of a discouraging. Now, here's Joe in Denver who does have jobs. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi. How are you? What's going on?
Good, good. I am an employer who is hiring, so.
Oh, great.
Yep, we're hiring for, I work for a company called First Transit, and we are hiring for our Denver and Longmont locations.
And what does First Transit do?
We are a private contractor for RTD, so we help out with the public transit.
No, do you engage in like bus drivers, right? Do you?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to drive a bus.
You should come try it.
You know, I was in a bus race one time.
A bus race?
Yeah.
What exactly is a bus race?
It was a little course, like with cones, and it was put on by. The rapid transit system in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And each of us got a bus, and we had to maneuver it through these cones. And the one who had the fastest time maneuvering through the cones won. And I didn't win.
Oh, we actually have something similar like that once a year. We call it like our rodeo. And so we set up different obstacle courses like that. RTD actually puts it on, and we compete against our competitors.
Wow. Okay, I know there's people out there who definitely would be interested in contacting you. And, Joe, how do they do that?
They can come apply at any of our locations, or they can call and we can give them directions to our Denver or Longmont location. The phone number they can reach us at is 720-540-4540.
Okay, repeat that again.
Yep, the number is 720-540-4540. Yeah, we offer some great things. We're willing to hire people on the spot, and we have paid medical and dental, meaning nothing comes out of their check, and their benefits come as soon as about 6 weeks.
Whoa!
I know.
That sounds great. Well, if anything happens to me here, can you find a place for me?
Yeah. Yeah, you want to be a bus driver?
You know, I really wouldn't mind it. My one of my secret desires was to drive the CTA train in Chicago. You know, the L. But I wouldn't mind being a bus driver. I guess you got to have, like, a lot of patience.
Yeah. It's a huge responsibility to have that many lives in your car.
Yeah, it is. And you train, too, right?
Yeah, we do train. So you don't have to have your CDL before you come and work for us. So you just have to have a regular driver's license, and we will train you for that CDL.
Now, how long does that training take?
About 5 to 6 weeks.
So it's not that long?
No, not at all.
Do you get paid during the training period?
Of course.
Oh, great. Okay, give the number again.
Okay, that number is 720-540-4540.
Well, you certainly are an angel to step forward. We really appreciate that, Joe, and who knows what's going to happen in the future. Keep me in mind.
Okay, perfect.
All right?
Okay, have a great day.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right, there you go. All right, we also have a report that Macy's at Northfield is hiring. Now, you can make some good money working at Macy's and Nordstrom's in those places, and they usually have pretty good benefits. Macy's in Northfield is hiring, so if you have retail experience, you can go to Macy's in Northfield, and I imagine that even if you don't have retail experience, you probably could talk to them, and they could probably find you a place. Now, I wouldn't mind working over there. I wouldn't mind working over there selling jewelry and men's watches.
Jay, we got another call from a listener who couldn't hang on, said that he has a job, but he's been putting out, you know, putting out offers or trying to get a new job, and basically said that King Soopers called him the next day.
Oh, so try the King Soopers.
Try King Soopers, and I know that they're always hiring too. Those are one of those places I see where they always have a now hiring sign as you go in the entrance. And so he was just putting feelers out there, has a job, but you know, putting the feelers out there and got a call back from them the next day. So,
all right, so try King Soopers, try Macy's in Northfield. Call Northfield. Call Joe. If you want to be a bus driver or do something else in that area.
I got a cook. If you miss any of this and you just need to call the station and ask me for this information, I'm writing down some of these numbers and whatnot as well. So you can just call me at 303-713-7600, and I can give you that information.
All right, any employers out there who are looking to hire people, 303-713-7600, or if you know of any jobs out there, we want to hear from you because people are hungry for employment, and there's a lot of really good people who need jobs. 8:19, 19 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, John Turk in traffic.
Stop and go traffic due to an earlier crash involving three cars on northbound I-25 as you approach Hamden. Seeing the stop and go beginning back around Bellevue as you're trying to get through the tech center. It's going to break loose for you a little bit after Hamden and going to bunch up again around Broadway, and that lasts up to Alameda. The southbound side of 25 jammed in the usual spots up in Northbound again as you approach downtown after 38th Avenue. Seeing a lot of traffic on C-470 this morning for eastbounders, basically from Wadsworth up to Santa Fe and again from Broadway to the Tech Center, and for westbounders from Quebec Street to University. And we do have that crash there off the highway on C-470 at Santa Fe. The ramp to westbound C-4 is closed due to a fuel spill. Hazmat is still on scene trying to get that out of your way and get people back onto the highway. You're going to have to go up to Platte Canyon and get on from there or backtrack up to Broadway. Your forecast? Mostly cloudy with rain and snow showers early in the afternoon. Shouldn't get a ton of snow, but should affect our afternoon commute. Look for about 2 to 4 inches. And looking for
Christmas dinner with all the fixings for only $27. Save money and eat better with Food Share America. With Food Share America, $27 will buy 5 pounds of boneless ham, a fully cooked apple pie, frozen sliced strawberries, cornbread muffin mix, yams or sweet potatoes, onions, 5 pounds of russet potatoes, red delicious apples, navel oranges, red grapes, gourmet bread. Hurry, the deadline is December 12th. FoodShareAmerica.com or 303-428-0400. 428-0400. Save money, eat better with FoodShare America.
Fly round trip on a want-to-get-away fare from Denver to any Southwest Airlines destination at 50% off. Purchase by December 12th. You heard right, half off. But this deal won't last forever, so don't wait. Hurry up and book now only at Southwest.com/Denver.
Federal taxes of up to $49.60, not included. Travel round trip between January 6th and March 7th. Seats are limited. Blackout dates and other restrictions apply.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done $100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-400-7577.
1-800-400-7577. 1-800-400-7577.
Hey, 22 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Two of the smartest guys I know, two of the best lawyers I know, are Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. They are fearless. They are fearless. So if something happens to you, like you get hurt at work or you get hurt some other place, and the insurance companies just do not want to give you the proper medical treatment that you deserve, or you get into an auto accident and you have trouble either with your insurance company or with the person's insurance company that hit you, or you've suffered significant damages, which has cost you money, or you got medical malpractice facing you, there's two things you ought to do. You ought to go to MikeTurnerLaw.com, or you ought to pick up the phone and call Mike Turner and Scott Henderson at 303-300-1661, because these guys do not take any prisoners when it comes to fighting big corporations and insurance companies. They do it, and they do it hard for people like you and myself every single day. If I had to trust my life with anybody, it'd be those two, Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, because they really, really work hard, and they're smart, and they're very shrewd. And they're as honest, you know, it's an old cliche, but I'm going to give it anyway. They're as honest as the day is long. And I'm proud to say that I'm personal friends with them. So talking about Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, talking about them and the Mike Turner Law Firm, it's like really getting on the radio and talking about two of your friends. They're marvelous people. As a matter of fact, we spent Saturday night with Scott Henderson, and his wife, Sunny, and really had a great time. So call them at 303-300-1661. That's 303-300-1661, or check them out on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com. And if you get a hold of Scott Henderson over there, ask him how he feels about Pearl White. That's 303-300-1661.
You don't cross your boss in Washington, D.C. more than once.
The Mario Solis Marriage Show.
Especially if your boss is the president of the United States of America. Think about that. I don't believe this idea that these grown adults are going to take these jobs of enormous responsibility because their intent is to undermine the president.
Mario Solis Marriage, afternoons at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Down 28 years ago today. Hey, 25 minutes after right here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 44, chance of rain and snow. And asking employers to call up here and tell us if you're looking for people, 303-713-7600, or if you know of anybody who's looking for any, looking for employment. Here's Gene in Denver. Gene, you're on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Yeah, hey, this is great to help people like this. I bless you for doing that. A couple of ideas. Whole Foods. I know somebody who works there. They pay much better than King Soopers. So that would be a great idea.
And I didn't know Whole Foods was hiring.
Well, I think so. They're always hiring, and they treat people very well, and they pay well. And so that's an idea. Then the second one, and I think this would be covered under the RTG there, accessoride. They're always looking for people. Always. They have signs up on the buses. So, they handle the disabled.
Okay. Well, Jean, thanks. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, and I hope. This is great, Jay, for you to do this.
Well, I firmly believe that when times are tough, we have to band together and get through it together.
Help the next guy. He'll help you.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Bless your heart.
All right, Gene, thanks.
Uh-huh.
All right, if you know of any jobs that are out there, anybody who's hiring, or if you're an employer and you're hiring, 303-713-7600. Here's Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, how you doing, Jay?
I'm doing good, Mike. How about yourself?
Great. Yeah, I work down at the Denver Mint, and we just opened up some certs from the 2nd of December to the 16th, and they're hiring for metal forming machine operators.
Whoa. All right. That sounds like a good job.
Yeah, and the starting pay is $17, and after you get your training, it goes to $21, and you got shift differential.
That sounds great. Now, did they just call the Mint?
No, I honestly work for the Mint, and you have to go online to get the information.
Right.
At usajobs.com.
usajobs.com.
Yes, and look under for the Denver Mint.
Right.
And metal forming machine operator.
All right, Mike, you rule, man.
Yes, I do. I listen to you, Jay, every single morning, me and my kids, every single morning.
Well, thanks, man. That's really great. All right, the U.S. Mint is hiring. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Okay, so you got to go online for that one. You got to go to usajobs.com and look for the Denver Mint for that one. Here's Jeff in Golden. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Jeff. What about you?
Pretty good. I was listening, and you guys were asking for employers. My wife and I have a support agency for people with developmental disabilities.
Hmm.
We provide one-on-one and group supports both in residential and community-wide employment, day programs, and we're always looking for good people with the right kind of spirit and experience is preferred. But a lot of people need help out there, so.
All right, where do they call?
They can call me and leave a message, 720-404-1985.
Okay, repeat that again.
720-404-1985.
And they just ask for Jeff.
Yeah, that'd be great, and we can talk about it further.
Okay, man. Well, you know what? That's really kind of you. I really appreciate you getting involved.
Well, thank you, Jay. I appreciate everything you do, too.
All right, Jeff. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. And I once again, I say that I think that this is a case where times are tough, and we need to band together to get through this together instead of every person for themselves. So I'm looking for employees, and I'm pretty impressed. We've made it to the halfway point of this hour. So I'm pretty impressed about this. If you're an employer and you're looking for people, 303-713-7600. That's 303-713-7600. Or maybe you know where there's a job, either because you've seen a sign or you've gotten a job yourself, and you can lend a hand to somebody else at 303-713-7600. It's our audio job fair here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and the phones are disturbingly quiet now, but hopefully they'll pick back up, and maybe somebody will call in and has a job, because, man, there are a lot of people out there who need work. And see, this is the kind of thing the media ought to be doing. The media ought to be doing this kind of stuff. Instead of getting on and complaining about how bad it is, what the media needs to do is the media needs to step up to the plate and start trying to help people out try to make some kind of a positive impact on people's lives. And I'm sure hell-bent on doing that, and I wish that other shows would be hell-bent on it, too. All right, we'll go back to the phones at 303-713-7600 if you know of a job or if you're an employer. Boy, we sure could use your help. Right now, John Turk will help us out with the traffic.
Jay, police have removed that accident northbound 25 around Hamden, so traffic is moving through the tech center a little bit better now. Southbound side still behind in a couple different spots. First, as you're heading southbound from 70 past Spear Boulevard, going to be lucky to get into the 20s there. It also bunches up in the bridges area from University up to Colorado Boulevard. Also looking at jams on eastbound C-470 this morning. First from Wadsworth up to Santa Fe. It's going to break loose briefly before more jams from Broadway all the way up to I-25. Looking at speeds in the 30s. Maybe hitting the 40s there. Also, a lot of folks heading in and out of Bowler this morning on the turnpike. For westbounders, look for jams from Sheridan up to 104th, and for your eastbounders from Sheridan to Federal. One surface street crash still lingering out there. This is at Santa Fe and C-470. The ramp from Santa Fe to westbound C-470 is closed. Had an early fuel spill there. Hazmat still working hard on getting that one cleaned up, but getting in and out of Littleton been really tough if you're in that C-470 Santa Fe area. Your forecast, mostly cloudy with rain showers. Turning to snow early this afternoon. High should be in the mid to upper 40s. Current temperature downtown, 47 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Whether it's a holiday party that brings you downtown or the fireworks on New Year's Eve, take the elevator home at Hyatt Regency Denver.
Prices are low at The Lumber Guy. Do you need a new door to hang your holiday wreath on? The Lumber Guy has great styles and size selections of quality interior doors starting at $15 and exterior doors as low as $25. The Lumber Guy, Denver's largest surplus building materials store, offers huge savings while committed to bringing you the best products for the lowest price. The Lumber Guy is easy to find. 50th and Washington. Call 303-979-8823 or go to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save money.
You know from listening to my show that the home improvement industry is riddled with corruption. That's why you need a company you can trust. I depend on AAA Home Improvements. That's AAA Home Improvements. They have more than 30 years experience, a full-service home improvement company for kitchens, baths, basements, and additions. They handle it all from start to finish. 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269. AAA Home Improvements.
If someone you know would love a quality Swiss watch for the holidays, go to Jarrett, the Galleria of Jewelry. As you might expect from the store that has five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores, you'll find an outstanding collection with brands like Tag Heuer, Movado, Tissot, and many more. But unlike stores that carry just a few models, Jarrett always has the latest styles of the brands you want.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Let's redefine Christmas. This year, instead of the gifts without meaning that we sometimes feel compelled to give, consider giving those you care about donations to their favorite charities in their names and ask that they do the same for you. It's a simple idea, but one that might redefine Christmas for you, for your family, and for people around the world who need help this year more than ever. To make charitable giving a part of your holiday, visit the website redefinechristmas.org.
Efficient refrigerators and care for your fine china and glassware in Whisper Quiet dishwashers. They've got brands such as Sub-Zero, Wolf, Miele, Gaggenau, Decor, KitchenAid, and much more. And they're going to really, I mean, this really makes for a great holiday gift for that someone in your family, particularly your girlfriend or your wife or whatever the case may be. I should say your significant other, your boyfriend, or whatever the case, because it'd be great to add this to your kitchen. They have incredible showrooms, because I've been there, in Denver, Fort Collins, and Boulder. Enjoy a cappuccino and learn about the latest appliance innovations and how they can significantly add value to your home and nurture your passion for cooking. Visit 4BAC.com for store locations or call 303-789-9945. That's 303-789-9945 for more information. Builders Appliance Center. Let them bring your kitchen dreams to reality.
Here's something to think about. Are you living or are you thriving? Sure, some people like to keep tropical fish, while others like to snorkel with them. And there are people who like to sing in the shower. And those who can't wait to sing at karaoke night. Well, you get what it means to thrive. That's why Kaiser Permanente Senior Advantage offers a plan that helps you get more out of Medicare and more out of life. You can start thriving with our exceptional range of benefits, with conveniently located medical services that save you from running all over town, not to mention low co-pays and practically no paperwork, so you can get on with your life. For more information about our plans, starting at $0 a month, or to find a seminar near you, call toll-free 1-866-307-4722. That's 1-866-307-4722. Kaiser Permanente. May you live long and thrive. Kaiser Permanente is a Medicare Advantage organization with a Medicare contract.
You need a moving company, but the list is endless. With over 30 years of service in the metro area, Student Movers will handle your residential, commercial, designer, and storage needs as stress-free and economically as possible. The crews and staff are experienced and courteous and will give you advice on how to prepare and tips to help you save money. Visit them now at studentmovers.com or call 303-296-0600. Student Movers. Lose the stress. Move with the best.
7 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Rain and snow likely, about a 70% chance. High today, 44. So the weather model, as John was saying earlier, doesn't really make any sense. The high of 44, but they say we could get some good accumulation. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're running our audio job fair. We're looking for any employer out there who's got jobs open or wants to hire from between one and however many employees. 303-713-7600, because people are out there looking for jobs, and I firmly believe that we have to pull together and not become victims, but do something about our situation. And so, therefore, if you're an employer and you're looking for good, high-quality people, you can find them by calling us up at 303-713-7600. Also, if you're somebody who knows of a job somewhere, maybe you've seen a hiring sign or whatever the case may be, call us and tip us off to that, because we're looking for that too. And so far, I'm pretty happy. And the fact that we've made it a little bit past the first half hour, and we have got some people who have called in. Here's Gene in Fort Collins. Gene, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Oh, not too bad. So, hey, I was just dropping my kid off at school, and on the way home, I heard you guys calling for people who knew about jobs. Well, I'm up here in Fort Collins, and, you know, we've talked before, and I'm not, working on putting together a business myself, but in the meantime, I've been working at a call center. And there's a call center up here in Fort Collins called Center Partners.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a lot of inbound calling, so it's all customer service oriented. We work for some pretty major clients and really good work. You know, it pays $9.25 an hour.
That's good money.
Yeah, it's good money. You know, you take calls all day, and you don't have to call out and bug people at dinner time. You know, it's all inbound. They call us for customer service. So, and they're hiring all the time. I mean, it's a huge place. We probably have 700 to 800 people on staff at any given time.
Whoa, you've got you've got 700 to 800 people there?
Oh yeah. I mean, I think we have over 1,000 employees, but at any one time, there's probably 500 to 600 people in the building. So, and we, you know, some of the places, generally we operate from 5 to 10, 5 in the morning to 10 at night. So, it's a pretty big operation. They're always needing people. You know, call center work isn't for everybody. So, you know, there's a fair amount of turnover. So, there's always room for new people. We're expanding. You know, it's customer service is going to be there no matter what's going on.
Yeah, that's very, very true. You're going to have it.
So, while everything else is contracting, we're actually expanding. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's work, you know. It's
absolutely. All right,
keep you going through tough times.
All right. So how do people get in touch with call center? What's it called?
It's called Center Partners.
Center Partners. Okay. How do people get in touch with you?
Well, you can either go to the website centerpartners.com, or you could call. I gave John the number, but just in case, it's 970-206-9000.
Okay, give it again.
970-206-9000.
Okay. Well, anybody out there with customer service experience, here's a job for you. And Gene's doing it, and you like it, don't you?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I did it for a while. Actually, I got out of the actual customer service end of it, and I'm now in the maintenance department at the building. You know, it's a big building, needs a lot of maintenance. So I've been promoted into the maintenance department, but there's, you know, still plenty of good work on the phones, and you know, it's not a bad job. A lot of good people to work with, and, you know, they're pretty flexible on hours a lot of times, so it just depends on what shift they're needing. But you can, you know, pretty much all hours of the day, 7 days a week, so.
All right. Well, it's not for everybody, but if you've got customer service experience, this would definitely be a job for you. And even if you don't have it and you're verbal and think that you could do it and have a pretty good temperament, then the thing to do is to call up and get involved. All right, now let me ask you once again. The website is?
Centerpartners.com.
Centerpartners.com. And the phone number again is?
970-206-9000.
All right, Gene.
And just a little side note here. If anyone does decide to apply, if they say that Eugene sent them, then I get myself a little referral bonus too. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so Eugene Gregg, and we'll... I'll get a referral bonus on that.
Oh, all right, man. Hey, Gene, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. And it's good talking to you again, Jay.
Yeah, always. Always good to talk to you. Call me again.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, there you go. There's for somebody in customer service to work and make money. And go to centerpartners.com for that. And Turk has the phone number, 842, 42 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're looking for people, employers, or if you know about somebody who's hiring, call us at 303-713-7600. And so far, in our audio job fair, we haven't done that bad. We've only got about 17 more minutes to go. So maybe we'll get some other calls from people. John, you want to say something?
No, I was just thinking, man, I wish Paul would call, because I know he's, you know, you talked to him last Friday. He's been down and out, getting ready to move, you know, to try to find new work. And I know there's a lot of people like that out there. And, you know, Paul, if you're listening right now, I got a place that's looking to hire a cook, so give us a call.
Yeah, come on, Paul. Anybody else who's who's in that situation, make sure you get in touch with us, because we do have a couple of jobs, and we've had a lot of kind people come forward. And once again, let me say it. You know, we got two roles to play here. We've got victimization, and isn't it terrible, and you know, I can't do anything about it. And then we've also got the other role, which is, okay, yeah, we can, even though times are tough. We stick together. We can make things happen. Here's Linda in Erie. Linda, you're on AM 760.
Hey,
good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I am just driving by in Erie. They're building a new Walgreens. And yesterday they put up a billboard that says www.walgreens.com/careers. So it'll be a while before the building's up, but you can see it going up now, and they'll be hiring at some point.
Yeah, they'll get that thing finished pretty soon. So you go to Walgreens.com and then look under career opportunities?
Yeah, the address is Walgreens.com, you know, /careers. And then probably go to Erie for the Erie Walgreens.
You know, if the Erie Walgreens is hiring, I wonder how many other Walgreens around the Front Range are hiring, and we just don't know about it.
Well, this is a brand new building, you know. They're just building it here because so much construction is going on out here that they're going to need help. I don't know about the other Walgreens.
Yeah, all right. That's walgreens.com/careers.
Yes.
All right, Linda, thanks, and great keeping your eyes open. Good job.
I enjoy your show. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Linda. Just call me Jay. Thanks, Linda.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, there you go. There you go. Do Wall Street. Wall Street. Do Walgreens.com/careers. And they could be hiring, and they are going to have to hire for the brand new Walgreens up in Erie. Plus, that may be a place to go to find out about other jobs that may be around the area in Walgreens that maybe you just don't know about. And it's a good way to check it out. And sometimes these websites are really good ways to get information on jobs. Because there may be some out there that either we don't know about or we do know about or somebody, well, you know, somebody hasn't told us about it. Also go to jobsusa.com and look for the Denver Mint, because the Denver Mint is hiring. So there's another place. And we've had a few other people call in, and John Turk's got the numbers of people who are looking for employees, and we just had the guy call up with the customer service. I think that's centerpartners.com, and you can go there and find out. Mention Eugene's name, and it helps him out and also will help you out as well. So there's some gigs right there, and I wish we had more to offer you. 303-713-7600. We didn't really promote this, but we just kind of brought it up and just to see what was going on. Here's Mary in Denver. Mary, you're on AM 760.
Is this Jay?
It sure is.
Hi, this is Mary Jeffers.
Oh, hi, Mary.
I have a paralegal position.
Oh, I've always wanted to be a paralegal.
You can submit a resume, I kind of know your background.
But I don't have any experience.
Well, we can train.
Are you kidding me?
Do you have computer skills?
Yeah.
No? We'll train you.
Even with my background?
Yeah. I like your background.
Are you serious?
You could deal with our clients.
Yeah, you know, I could. Let me tell you something. You know what I'm really good at? I never brag, but I'm really good at this. I'm really good at dealing with people, particularly dealing with people on the phones and solving problems. And I at one time thought about becoming a victim's advocate.
Well, that's kind of what I am. I mean, I do workers' compensation and plaintiff's personal injury.
How long does it take to train for this?
Well, I train people on the job. I mean, we have a paralegal handbook that I've created that basically between the instruction that I give and the full-time paralegal I have can give, then to really understand, workers' compensation is very strange and it's hard to grasp. So it's kind of like Alice in Wonderland. So to really be fully trained, it takes about a year.
Okay, well, but still, I mean.
All of a sudden you have a career.
And you get paid for this, right?
Right. It really depends on experience, but, I start way better than minimum wage.
All right, where do they get in touch with you?
Okay, if they could fax me a resume.
Yeah, that's good.
At 303-573-7950.
Okay, repeat it again.
303-573-7950.
Boy, if anything happens to me, I'm going to pick up the phone and call you. Because do you have to wear a suit?
No, we even have Friday's casual day. But again, we represent injured workers, so we have a lot of blue collar workers. And I mean, it's not all blue collar, but no, I mean, if anything that would kind of put our clients off, I think.
Wow. All right. If people out there, if you don't take advantage of this, you're crazy. Give that number again.
The fax number is 303-573-7950. And just so you know, I mean, there must be a demand out there because I posted an ad at Arapahoe Community College because it's a very good paralegal school there.
Right.
And we can't even get anyone in the door. By the time the interview comes around, they've already obtained a position.
Stop tempting me. Stop tempting me.
You have to do what you do as long as you can because you're very good at it.
Well,
I really love your show.
Well, thank you very much. You know, the other thing I thought about being other than the paralegal is a psychiatric nurse. No, seriously.
They're not very different. You have to be able to read medical records and you have to deal with people in distress.
All right. Well, Mary, you're the best.
Thanks, Jay.
And
so
are
you.
And if somehow one day you come in here and I'm gone, make sure you call the radio station and find out how to get a hold of me.
Okay.
Okay?
I will.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, isn't that great? 8:49, 49 minutes after the hour on AM 760, a progressive talk. Okay, Turk, let's go become paralegals.
Hey, I'm into it. I'm kind of liking this guy you're going to talk to after this break. I think this may be a good job right up my alley.
All right.
But I don't want to take it from somebody that needs a first job.
No, that's what this is all about.
Right.
So,
And just to let you know, I just got a call from a guy from Echo that works at EchoStar.
Oh, yeah.
They have 20, I think it was engineering jobs available.
Whoa.
And what you need to do is email this guy named Lane at b2b.jobs. That's the letter B, number 2, letter B. jobs@echostar.com, and if you can't get it, just call me here at the station. I'll give you any of this information from anybody who's called. But
yeah, EchoStar is a good company too.
Yeah, and like 20 different engineering, and I'm sure from all different levels. So,
well, that's great.
Yeah.
All right, how's the traffic look?
Jay, traffic looks great too right now. City's really shaping up. A pretty fast commute to recover. Only jams I see right now are on 25, both south and northbound. If you're heading southbound, you're going to see it heading into the city from 70 to Spear, and northbound once you get through the bridges area from Lincoln down to Alameda. Look out for icy patches on both directions of I-70 at the Eisenhower Tunnel, so we do expect some winter driving conditions up there in the high country. Only other places you're concerned about in town is some construction going on I-70 between 32nd and 44th, and again on Quebec Street at C-470 and Cruz. It finally moved that crash at C-470 and Santa Fe, so you can get on Santa Fe now, C-470 rather, westbound side from Santa Fe. That is now open. Your forecast, mostly cloudy with rain and snow showers early in the afternoon. Shouldn't get a ton of snow, about 2 to 4 inches in the metro. Look for a high around 46 degrees this afternoon. However, right now 48, so it's only going to get colder for you. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This holiday, wrap up the outdoors with Colorado State Parks annual passes and gift certificates. Your gift is good for 42...
Doing home improvements? Don't make the mistake of trying to handle it all yourself or hiring someone that just subs everything out and doesn't pay attention. You need someone that'll handle every single detail. AAA Home Improvements will do that for you. AAA Home Improvements. You can read customer feedback at AAAHomeImprovements.com. Jarrett.com. These guys have experience, and I trust them. You can too. 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Hi, this is Ken Moon from Around the House with a unique offer for the next 20 callers. Let Drain Solvers video your sewer lines for the amazingly discounted price of only $79.95. Drain Solvers can help prevent problems before they occur, especially around the holidays. When friends and family come over, be sure your lines are prepared for the heavier-than-normal use. These problems can end up costing you thousands and could ruin your holiday. Let Drain Solvers make you smile. Call them today at 303-423-1000. 303-423-1000.
303-979-8823 or go to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save money.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass. Now together to serve you better.
The other day, I had a customer with a badly cracked windshield. She said she kept putting off replacing it because of her busy schedule. She assumed it would be a huge hassle and take all day. But then a coworker told her that Elite Safelite could actually come right to her office and replace it fast. Now that's convenient. So she called us and set up an appointment, which was simple with our 24/7 scheduling. And with our mobile service, I was able to come to her office and replace it the very next day. We even handled all the insurance paperwork for her. Boy, was she surprised how easy it was to get her windshield fixed. She was thrilled with the results. And happy to know, our work is covered by a lifetime national warranty for as long as she owns the vehicle.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite Safelite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000 or go to safelite.com.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
8:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Rockies Autos once again proud to be a sponsor of the Extreme Monster Truck Nationals. Four action-packed shows coming up this weekend at the National Western Events Center. Come by Rockies booth and pick up free hats and coloring books and free tickets to the show. Stop by Rockies Autos this Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon to spin the prize wheel. For tough trucks and monster deals, it's Rockies Autos. And I'll tell you what, if you need a fuel-efficient SUV and you want to downsize, or maybe you need a four-wheel drive, or maybe you need an all-wheel drive, front-wheel drive vehicle, the place to go is Rockies Autos. They stack them up like you wouldn't believe. That inventory is explosive and big with clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, and you can't beat the people at Rockies. They're in it for the long term, which means they treat you right. That's what it means. Because they want you to go out and tell other people about them. And they want you to be so satisfied that when you're in the market again for a vehicle, you come back. They've been operating that way since 1982. Rockies Autos. Hey, you want a good vehicle? You want to get more bang for your car buck? Stop by Rockies anytime. 9 until 8, Monday through Saturday. That's Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. This is a limited time offer, so call today for your free information. 1-800-293-4131.
Hey, 56 minutes after the hour. Rain and snow likely today. High of 44. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, along with you, we're running our audio job fair. Open phones coming up after 9 o'clock. And let's go to Russ in Littleton. Russ, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking my call. I've talked to you many, many times before.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And, you know, I heard your radio job fair, and I got to tell you, I've got a great job. I work for a company called Diligent Delivery Systems.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not a traditional job. It's an independent contractor situation, if anybody's familiar with that. you know, you take care of your own taxes, you start your own limited liability corporation or, you know, something like that, and they pay you on a contract rate. But I'll tell you what, for the right person with a truck, it's a grip. It's delivering auto parts.
Oh, man. That sounds like a pretty good gig.
It's not bad. I've been doing it for just about 3 years now, and, you know, they have some turnover in the job. You know, there's a lot of people that, I don't know, kind of have a job mentality, and it really takes more of a this is my own business and I'm going to run it like I own it mentality. But I'll tell you what, you know, if you're a go-getter, if you're willing to, you know, to work and that kind of thing, it's a great job. It really is.
All right. How do people find out about it?
Well, they can contact my boss, a great guy, by the way. He's probably, I think, 90% of the reason I'm still working at this company. His name is Jack Dills, D-I-L-L-S.
Okay.
And the phone number is 303-940-6767.
Repeat the number again.
Sure, 303-940-6767. And, you know, you don't have to have a full-size truck. I've been doing this job with a Ford Ranger for, you know, 3 years. We've
seen
people doing it with SUVs. Although
okay.
Kind of
Hi, Craig. Remember that honeydew I asked you to take care of when you turned 50?
I need a hint, Trish, sweetie.
Well, here's a hint. You've got to get your head out of your tuchus and take the test.
Ah, the colorectal cancer screening test. I did it a long time ago when I turned 50. It wasn't that bad at all. Your turn is coming up.
I got a long time to go before I turn 50.
Oops.
Often, colorectal cancer starts with no symptoms. There are several tests, including a screening test, that finds and removes abnormal growths, called polyps, before they become cancer. Talk with your healthcare provider about which test is best for you. Many insurance plans, including Medicare, cover colorectal cancer screening. There are also programs for the uninsured. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. If you're over 50, man or woman, get tested.
So you think I'm pushing 50?
You are 29 in my heart, sweetie.
Call 1-866-227-7914. 1-866-227-7914. Sponsored by the Cancer, Cardiovascular Disease, and Pulmonary Disease Grants Program at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment.
We think you'll agree that luxury, performance, and the ultimate driving machine, BMW, make great roommates. In fact, you might decide you'd like to move in with us. The all-new Champ BMW, 1190 Plum Valley Lane. Don't miss it. The new Champ BMW at Lucent Boulevard, just north of C-470. On the web at champ.com. Thanks.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Detroit automakers could be much closer to getting at least some of the money they say they so desperately need to keep from going under. Let's get the latest live from the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
And the word here this morning, it is very likely that a deal can be reached with congressional Democrats as early as today.
We've certainly come a long way from where we were at the beginning of last week.
Press Secretary Dana Perino, though, says officials are still waiting to see the latest Democratic proposal from Capitol Hill, a key White House demand, a so-called car czar to watch over any federal funds.
If the viability advisor says that they're not making progress, then that company, the automaker, would have to pay the taxpayer back right away.
The emerging plan would draw an estimated $15 billion from an existing Energy Department fund. Final congressional passage of federal help for automakers is still not a slam dunk. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Well, fired workers at a Chicago factory aren't budging. For a third day, dozens of former employees are sitting in at the Republic Windows and Doors plant demanding severance and vacation pay. Illinois Congressman Luis Gutierrez is hoping to get both sides together to settle the dispute.
Let's make sure the federal government does its job with these workers, not with just those on Wall Street, but those, really, this is Main Street.
President-elect Obama says the workers are only asking for what they've already earned. In Salt Lake City this morning, five Blackwater security guards turned themselves in to face manslaughter charges in the 2007 shooting deaths of 17 Iraqi civilians. Susan Burke, who represents some of the victims and wounded survivors, says these men were not provoked in the Baghdad incident 15 months ago.
The big vehicles roll in, they stop, and they start a shooting spree. And it wasn't short. The shooting went on and on and on. It went on for like 20 minutes.
Among the five charged is Donald Ball of West Valley City, Utah. Troy Ball says his brother doesn't understand why this is happening to him.
He's bewildered. He felt that he was doing his duty. He was dedicating his life to making the world a better place.
A sixth Blackwater Guards cut a deal with prosecutors in order to avoid a lengthy prison sentence, though the details remain sealed. Gas prices fell again over the past 2 weeks, down 22 cents to a national average of $1.75. And during the months when gas was most expensive, ridership on subways, commuter trains, and buses jumped. Virginia Miller of the American Public Transportation Association says from July through September, the number of riders increased faster than at any time in 25 years.
What we've really seen is because of high gas prices, a lot of people decided to save money by taking public transportation. But what's also happened is that people realize there's other benefits to taking public transportation besides saving money.
A third day of unrest in Greece. Gangs of stone-throwing youths have clashed with riot police in Athens, scattered confrontations across the country to protest the police shooting of a teenager over the weekend. This is CBS News.
If someone you know would love a quality Swiss watch for the holidays, go to Jarrett, the Galleria of Jewelry. As you might expect from the store that has five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores, you'll find an outstanding collection with brands like Tag Heuer, Movado, Tissot, and many more. But unlike stores that carry just a few models, Jarrett always has the latest styles of the brands you want.
It can only be Jarrett.
Find a Jarrett store or shop anytime at Jarrett.com.
Time to go shop, shop till you drop. Traffic's a mess, has me distressed. No need to pout, Nuvi will reroute. Sale ends at 2, Nuvi gets me through. Miss traffic jam, Nuvi has a plan. No standing still, back road's a thrill. Look for the T on the Nuvi navigation tool. Even saves you fuel. Give a, give a, give a, give a Garmin. Give a, give a, give a, give a Garmin. Nuvi with a T puts your mind at ease. Garmin.com, Garmin.com. Traffic data not available in all areas.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. A typical drive to work this morning, but it'll be a whole different story by this evening's rush. Another system pushing through will dump heavy snow, and the drive home probably won't be a fun one.
Once we get that colder air in here, and if we get some bursts of heavier snow, it won't take long for the roads to kind of get that icy snowpack out to them.
Scott Intrican with the National Weather Service says up to 10 inches could fall in the foothills and south of the metro area, areas like Castle Rock and Parker. 2 to 4 inches expected in Denver. This evening's slow rush hour also will probably be repeated tomorrow morning as snow is expected throughout the night. A string of 6 violent and sometimes sexual attacks on women near CU Boulder in the last several weeks, the most recent on Friday.
She was on her way home from a friend's house when she said somebody came up behind her, knocked her to the ground, got on top of her, and attempted to strangle her.
That woman escaped her attacker. Boulder PD's Sarah Huntley says police don't know whether those attacks are connected. The Arena Football League reportedly in financial trouble, although a report says the Colorado Crush is doing well. The 21-year-old league hoping for a capital infusion in the next couple of weeks. Colorado Springs police looking for a suspect in the shootings of 2 people at an apartment complex last night. And the young folks at Children's Hospital aren't complaining about the noise outside their hospital windows. Thousands of bikers rumbling up to Children's yesterday, bringing more than 10,000 toys and presents. Sports: Broncos beat the Chiefs 24-17. They're at Carolina next Sunday. Avs over the Canucks 5-4 at Pepsi Center. And Colorado State will play Fresno State in the New Mexico Bowl. The game December 20th in Albuquerque on ESPN. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The Denver Drive, pretty quick to recover this morning. Just a little bit of leftover slowing. Add in a minute or two. That's on your ride downtown on the southbound side of I-25, starting right around 38, taking you towards Spear. Speeds are going to be back in the 50s and 60s on 225 as well as on 36. This in both directions, west of McCaslin. In the high country, slick spots.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-349-5829. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-349-5829. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-349-5829. 1-800-349-5829.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
Department, a human resources generalist and a desktop coordinator. Visit www.aorn.org or Career Center, /Career Center. So that'd be www.aorn.org/Career Center or call 303-755-2676. That's 303-755-2676. Best of luck to those who apply. Okay, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, we can get it on. 303-713-7600. Did anybody see Meet the Press over the weekend? I don't like that show. And the reason I don't like it is I don't like Tom Brokaw. Okay, so Brokaw asked this. Brokaw asked your question. U.S. President-elect Barack Obama failed to give a straight answer when asked on a U.S. talk show on Sunday whether he had managed to quit smoking. In a country where cigarettes are responsible for 1 in 5 deaths and smoking costs tens of billions of dollars in health care, Obama has been under pressure to set an example by giving up his reported 2-decade-old habit. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press program, interviewer Tom Brokaw told Obama he had ducked answering the question during an interview last month with ABC's Barbara Walters. Tom Brokaw and Barbara Walters speak the same way. We should have a wah-wah off. Noting that the White House was a no-smoking zone, Brokaw asked Obama, "Have you stopped smoking?" "I have," Obama replied, smiling broadly. "What I said was that there are times where I have fallen off the wagon." "Wait a minute," Brokaw interjected. "That means you haven't stopped." "Fair enough," Obama said. "What I would say is that I have done a terrific job under the circumstances of making myself much healthier. You will not see any violations of these rules in the White House." Obama was often observed on the presidential campaign trail chewing a Nicorette gum, which help eases the craving for nicotine. He has tried several times to quit. What kind of question is this to ask? Okay, I mean, do you really care that Barack Obama smokes? I mean, please. With all we have going on in this country, we're going to worry about Barack Obama smoking? You know, the media's the dregs. It really is. Then we got to churn up this stuff off the bottom of the water, not getting your Hannity and the rest of them. "Man, he said he was going to quit smoking, and now he's not." Never mind the fact that people need jobs, that we have a health care insurance problem in this country that is reaching crisis proportions. Brokaw's going to ask about smoking. Why would anybody care? Please call me at 303-713 about this or anything else. But I really would love for you to call me and tell me why it is we should care about Barack Obama smoking. Please. Bob in Arvada. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Bob from Arvada.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, and I'm calling because, first of all, I want to thank you for the public service that you're rendering by having this topic on line the last hour about employment possibilities. You've surpassed covering the news to becoming the news, and I really applaud that.
Well, thanks, man. I mean, I just firmly believe that we have to pull together, not be victimized, but try to help each other out. I mean, to me, that's just the most important thing you can do.
Well, you know, if you go back to the Great Depression and Studs Terkel out of Chicago. And
I love Studs Terkel.
Covering hard times and covering working. He tells the same kind of story where people felt a little bit alienated or disenchanted with their current jobs, but at least they had a job and they made do and they celebrated their work. Anyway, and people did pull together. I've been unemployed myself since September. And
what was it that you originally did?
I'm an event planner. I plan conventions, exhibits, trade shows, sales meetings, things like that.
Hmm.
Been doing that for a good 20 years, both in the nonprofit and corporate world. And with everyone pulling back on their travel and pulling back on spending right now, it's not a good time for marketing activities, and marketing is usually one of the first departments to get cut in a recession. And so I'm finding that I'm needing to figure out how to retrain myself. And I'm looking forward to Obama's plans about the economy and looking to create a jobs program similar to FDR's time. But what I'm finding is that there's a lot of attention being paid to getting as many people to work as fast as possible. And it's really infrastructure and construction jobs. And I called the Colorado Department of Labor just to ask them, you know, just out of curiosity, of all the people that are unemployed right now, what percentage of them are in the construction and trades industry? And an analyst wrote back and told me that 22% of those folks that are out there right now are from the construction and trades industry. The rest of them are in other areas, whether it's services, professionals, or whatever. And so 78% of us, you know, potentially might not be addressed by this rescues plan. And so I'm just wondering whether there's another way that we can help each other out with finding ways that we can either retrain to get into this green economy, or ways that we can be creative and come up with positions that we can find out there where we can still apply our skills.
Well, I think that getting into a green economy, I think that they take, you know, that Obama takes into consideration, that people take into consideration that they are going to have to train people to do this stuff. So there's going to be training. And as far as the construction part goes and the infrastructure, you know, the idea about the WPA was that even if you didn't have mass experience at doing those things, you were trained and you were taught how to do them so that everybody had something going on in their lives where they could earn money. Now, was it the best situation possible? Was it the ideal situation? No, but it beat being, you know, unemployed.
Sure, and I'm not trying to be choosy or fussy. I'm just saying that I'm looking for ways that I can become a worker again. And if it's not going to be using the skills that I've got, then I'm certainly open to be flexible and adapt to this economy right now. I've been hunting into the solar industry. And I'd be happy to share with you listeners some resources I found to help people.
Yeah, please do.
Out there. One of them is I attend a kind of a jobs tip group, and there's a couple of them around the city. They're called the CCC, the Caffeinated Career Club. And this one I go to is in Arvada at the Panera Breads on 78th and Wadsworth on Friday mornings from 8 to 9:30. And rather than people getting up and whining and having a pity party, people get up and they talk about what companies are you trying to get into, and then people shout out who knows who at that company, and they pass business cards back and forth. And it's power networking for an hour and a half. And when you're not getting any callbacks on interviews or you're not able to reach anybody, something like this really boosts your ego and boosts your it makes your time well spent.
Let me ask you something. You haven't worked in how long?
4 months.
How are you surviving?
Luckily, my wife works, and we have been very frugal in our lifestyle. I mean, I haven't turned the heat on until probably about 6 weeks ago because, you know, luckily we've had a warm weather. But, I mean, we've been very frugal. We have never had – we've always paid our credit cards off, so we've, you know, luckily not been under that burden. But things are going to get tight after the first of the year when we still are not having any second income coming in. Unemployment, I will tell you, is a very difficult process, and it's become more difficult as more people are in the pool because it took me 10 weeks to get my first unemployment check. And there's no way to find out anything about it and talk to a live person unless you wait for 120 minutes on the phone, which I've done. But you're not allowed to go in person. They have a secure facility.
Well, wait a minute. If you're not allowed to go in person, how do you apply for it?
You apply online, and if you have any problems, you can call, but you wait a couple hours until you can get through to a live person. And they, in my experience, no one's ever called me back, so I've had to call in repeatedly in order to get things straightened out in order to finally get my unemployment check. But if I didn't have a wife that was working, I would have really been in deep doo-doo.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people who are in that situation where they don't have a spouse working and they're trying to make things happen. And
I will tell you that a lot of the job seekers that I'm networking with, they're cashing in their 401ks. They are living off their savings right now, and it's a scary time. You go to the career centers, the job centers that are in different counties, and you hear stories about people that have exhausted their unemployment. You listen to MSNBC or some of the news, and they're talking about, you know, the dangerous time is going to be about June or July of 2009 when people start exhausting their unemployment benefits, and they're all looking for, what do I do now?
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's tough. It's very, very tough. Well, Bob, keep us apprised of what happens.
I will. And, again, keep up the good work with getting this kind of proactive approach on your radio station. I don't hear anybody else out there doing that right now.
Well, we got to do it because we don't. What other choice do we have?
Well, the only other choice is to be uncaring, and luckily progressives are caring people.
Well, you know what Joe Hill says, the late Joe Hill, don't mourn, organize.
There you go.
Okay, man.
Wellstone. All right, take care.
See you later.
Bye.
All right, got a bunch of lines open here. It's open phones at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is fine. And I don't know, we haven't used this weapon all day, but all morning, here on the alarm clock schedule, but we may just have to do it. We may have to pull out Alvin and the Chipmunks because people seem recalcitrant this morning to get involved. Mondays are like that, though.
Complacent. Bored.
Well, you don't have anything on their minds? You want to talk about anything? How about Tom Brokaw asking Barack Obama if he smokes?
How about giving us a John Lennon memory?
Yeah, really. Nobody has anything to say about John Lennon being shot 20 years ago?
I remember where I was
when John Lennon was
shot.
Where were you?
I was in California at my aunt's house in Huntington Beach.
I was on the air at WJEZ.
Really?
Yep.
I remember my mom was devastated. So,
I
definitely remember that.
Yeah, I was on the air at WJEZ in Chicago, and I think we were all, everybody was devastated, and even the...
You want to hear the Howard Cosell call? I think it happened on a Monday night, wasn't it?
Yeah, do you got it?
I believe so. Hold on one second. Let me try to pull this up here real quick. Yeah, this is it. It's got a little intro to it, but...
Monday Night Football's Howard Cosell.
Yes, we have to say it. Remember, this is just a football game. No matter who wins or loses. An unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous perhaps of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead.
Oh, jeez, that sends chills down
my
spine.
Why would somebody do that?
I don't know why Mark David Chapman did that. I don't have any idea.
Did he ever talk?
Yeah, you know what? He did. One of the most disgusting moments in the media was when Larry King interviewed Mark David Chapman, and then at the end of the interview, they left the mic on temporarily, or mistakenly, and you heard Larry King say, good job, Mark.
Oops. What he meant to say was good job on the interview. But still.
Well, yeah, but I mean, what are you going to take a guy who shoots John Lennon? You're going to
good job on anything?
Yeah, really. I mean, geez. Larry King. Let's go to Miami. Hello. 921, 21 minutes after 9, traffic.
Jay, it sounds like we got a late accident. Maybe a stall. Don't know really what it is, but it's affecting folks on northbound I-25 just after 225. Looks like the right lane is blocked there, but the rest of the highway system is looking pretty good around Denver. No problems on I-25 coming in both directions as you're approaching downtown. C-470 also back to normal speeds in the 50s and 60s there. Same thing on the turnpike if you're heading out towards Boulder. Your forecast, mostly cloudy with rain showers, turning to snow early this afternoon.
Christmas dinner with all the fixings for only $27? Save money and eat better with Food Share America. With Food Share America, $27 will buy 5 pounds of boneless ham, a fully cooked apple pie, frozen sliced strawberries, cornbread muffin mix, yams or sweet potatoes, onions, 5 pounds of russet potatoes, red delicious apples, navel oranges, red grapes, gourmet bread. Hurry, the deadline is December 12th. FoodShareAmerica.com or 303-428-0400. 428-0400. Save money, eat better with Food Share America.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-3955. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 31 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-3955. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-3955. That's 1-800-441-3955.
Inventory of vehicles in stock. You'll find clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. If you're looking for front-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, Rockies has got you covered. And Rockies Auto's got great hours, too. 9 in the morning until 8 in the evening, so you got plenty of time to get out there and shop and take a look at that extraordinary inventory. Rockies Auto's wants to see your trade. They have their matching down incentive, and they'll show you the book price on any vehicle that you're looking at. Rockies Auto's. I talk about these guys a lot, and one of the reasons why I do is because I trust them. I bought vehicles there, so is Mary. We wouldn't send you someplace we wouldn't go ourselves, and I'm proud to be associated with them. Rockies Autos, check them out, 63rd and Federal.
Credit card debt. It causes stress in your life, arguments with your loved ones,
and collection agents calling you nonstop.
If you feel like you're drowning in credit card debt with no way out, listen closely. No matter how high your credit card debt is, at Jordan McKenna, we're not here to judge you. We're here to help you. Together, we can reduce what you owe and
stop those collection calls.
We'll even design an affordable monthly payment plan. You could save thousands of dollars of your high-interest credit card debt. If you have over $5,000 in credit card debt, you could automatically qualify. Call Jordan McKenna now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Find out how to reduce what you owe,
stop the never-ending collection calls,
and get out from under the mountain of credit card debt. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call now. 800-501-7781. That's 800-501-7781. Don't miss out. Call 800-501-7781.
Such good stuff, such talent. Assassinated 28 years ago today. 9:26, 26 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a progressive talk with late John Lennon. 70% chance of rain and snow showers likely and a high today of 44. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Anything that floats your boat, let's go to TJ in Firestone. TJ, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, good morning from your friendly neighborhood conservative. How are you?
Hey, man, what's up?
Well, you know, I heard you talk about Barack Obama's interview on Meet the Press, which I thought was absolutely masterful. I actually recorded it, and I'm going to make every Republican that I know sit down and watch it and say, just in case you you no longer recognize it, this is what you would call leadership. On the other hand, talking about his somewhat evasive answer, and it was, on whether he had quit smoking. I mean, oh, my God. With everything that's going on, we're going to be concerned about whether he has quit smoking and whether he's going to be honest about it?
That's so ridiculous.
Well, and see, when this kind of thing is brought up by so-called conservatives, here's how to handle it. You fix that person with a hard stare, and then you say, you know, $25 billion in the Wall Street bailout just went to Bank of America. Now, in Chicago, there's a window company. It's called Republic Windows. This was just in the local paper today. Republic Windows just closed its doors. This is a manufacturing plant. Their financial entity that that they've been dealing with for all these years has been Bank of America. They just got $25 billion in the bailout. Bank of America said, we are not responsible for Republic's financial situation.
That's sad.
Now, the very people, the union guys who were paying the taxes that ended up with Bank of America, they're now out of work. And Bank of America says they're not responsible? See, now, this is the kind of thing that we ought to be talking about. Barack Obama smoking? Give me a break.
Yeah.
But you see, this is the kind of tactic that has been employed since the early days of Clinton's administration. It's obfuscation. It's misdirection. It's, let's not talk about the real issues. Let's just talk about this. You know?
No, you're right. And also, too, that's like a peek inside his life. So they play it off as being a sexy topic, when in reality, you've got people sitting out there watching TV. And, man, you know, they don't have a gig. They don't have a job.
Yeah.
And you got all these. Look, I was shocked on Sunday afternoon. The Tribune Company.
Mm-hmm.
is going to file for bankruptcy later today, or may do it in a couple of days. I was absolutely floored by that. I mean, I have known and read the Chicago Tribune for, God, 28, 29 years, and I have friends that work there, and it's like, this thing is going to go down. And it's like, okay, and he's sitting there asking him about smoking?
Mm-hmm. And Nero fiddled. Well, Rome burned.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, come on, folks, let's not be victimized. Let's get up off our, our half moons here, and let's take some action.
Yeah, well, and again, as these conversations take place all across this country, you know, each time that this kind of idiocy comes up and this kind of misdirection, we all need to have, you know, a ready argument to kind of steer things back to what actually matters. And you see, the point that you bring up about the Tribune Corporation is absolutely critical because, and I've heard you talk about this for a couple of years, media consolidation and more good media, which is basically going down the tubes. Now, if you destroy the media base in this country, you are now free. If you're a large political entity, you know, Republican or Democrat, you are now free to lie to people. And the people have no choice but to buy because they're not hearing anything else. And so along with everything else that's going on, and we really ought to be taking a hard look at the tax code to make sure that we no longer in the future have businesses which are too big to fail, but it's also way past time to reverse this trend toward media centralization, and we should take a very hard tack to the left and say, you know, what we need is media decentralization.
Well, here's a problem with media centralization. First of all, you capture the culture and you capture the media, you control the country. That's number
exactly.
One.
You
and then number
the
two.
Push.
Yeah, and then number two, radio is being engulfed in, being victimized by technology in that more and more people are moving into the digital world,
internet.
And yeah, the internet, and they're, you know, checking out iPods and downloading music and doing all of that stuff. The content on radio basically is not keeping pace, and it just, look. It runs along these lines. If you provide compelling content, people are going to seek it out no matter where they have to go to get it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't provide compelling content, then what's going to end up happening is they're going to forget about you. Now, in the old days, before we had centralization, you had owners who could only have 8 radio stations across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And when radio was threatened by the advent of television, which, you know, the soap operas, the big bands, and all that kind of stuff went away, radio went into the doldrums until guys like Gordon McClendon and Todd Stortz and others showed up, and they reinvented radio by coming up with the format, the top 40 format, in which you played only the top hits of the day, and you played in some well-seasoned oldies, and you had disc jockeys, and you had rock and roll radio, and that revitalized it, and
brought the audience back.
Yeah, brought the audience back. But what you had is you had competition.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were on the air, okay,
mm-hmm.
and your radio station sucked,
right.
basically, your competition would stomp your rear.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, there's no competition because these companies own the competition.
Exactly.
And that's where we are. I mean, if you want a better product, you got to have competition and entrepreneurship to get it done, and we don't have it. And also, this whole the last theory I'm going to give you is that radio is supposed to belong to the public. At least that's what we've learned since 1934. So what you end up getting is you end up getting radio being a finite resource,
mm-hmm.
and people coming up with all kinds of BS arguments about, oh, they're going to squelch my free speech. Well, there's no free speech in the workplace, and radio can get away with doing anything it wants to do, and you know who cares if it provides localism in the news department or whatever it is for people who are living in a city. You know, they're off scot-free, and
mm-hmm.
In the old days they never were.
Yeah, and it actually goes back to earlier than 1934. I could be getting the year wrong, but I believe it was more like 1915 with the original Radio Act, where the president at the time, and again, the guy's name escapes me. I did all the research on this about a year ago, and I've got it all written down. So if you're interested, you know, I'll get it out tomorrow and let you know. But it was originally ruled way back when that the airwaves belong for the public good. They belong to
right,
the public.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that was established a long, long time ago. But you know, you brought up a really good point a couple of minutes ago, talking about iPod versus listening to news or listening to the radio. What we have right now is a populace that they could be informed, but they would rather be entertained. And entertainment is everywhere. It is unbelievable.
Well, what they got going on is the boomers are staying with radio.
Mm-hmm.
The Generation X people are still sampling it to a certain degree. But the Y generation has no awareness of it at all. As a matter of fact, if you go to my blog, jmarvinblog.com,
mm-hmm.
there's a link to a New York Times article about college radio,
mm-hmm.
And where the college kids admit that when they're away from the radio station, they listen to iPods. And so what radio's doing is radio's failing to reach out and reach out to those folks, and the assumption that they're making is, look, we have you because you're in your automobile, you've got nowhere else to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a wrong assumption, particularly the fact when most cars nowadays are coming up with, as a standard, have iPod hookups, and on top of that, BMW's out there experimenting with Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, radio better get hip, man. That's all I can say.
Well, but let me challenge you with this. If you were king of the world right now, what, you know, give me an example of one thing that you would do to turn this around besides media deconsolidation. What would you do? In other words, let's not just talk about the problem. Let's talk about solutions.
Well, the solution for me,
mm-hmm.
as far as talk radio goes, I would move it to FM. I would put talk show hosts on who have a political point of view but do not openly label themselves. I would have them do a wide variety of topics, not just politics.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have them talk to compelling book authors. I'd have them do music. I'd have them do a lot of different things. And The other thing I'd do is there'd be an absolute rule.
Uh-huh.
No screaming at the callers.
Uh-huh.
No yelling at the audience. And I would tone down the sound of the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the days when you would reject a commercial because it didn't sound very good.
You're not a fan of Bill O'Reilly, are you?
No. Well, see, that's what I find those guys doing over there. Okay.
Oh, sure.
I find that talk radio to be all these white guys screaming about how victimized they are and yelling, and you know, and everybody has to be like, oh, you know, and they're wrong and everything. You know, hey.
And you know what's really funny about that is that now they're the same guys who were talking about the angry or were talking about the angry left.
Right, exactly. Well, it's contradictory. And the thing is, here is something.
It's hypocritical is
yeah,
what it is.
Well, it is. And here's something else I wouldn't permit.
Mm-hmm.
I would not only would I not permit any shouting or yelling at the callers, but I also would not permit hosts to get on the air and paint themselves and everybody else as being victims. And I would have them discuss topics from the position of what's right and what's wrong, as mm-hmm. opposed to what's right wing and left wing.
You know what I'd really like to see is in the future when you have presidential debates. Instead of them going on virtually nonstop for an hour and a half, I would love to see them be in 5 and 7 minute increments, followed by a 2 or 3 minute. Okay, we just checked on what these candidates said, and here's what the truth is. In other words, do some fact checking right then and there, because then as candidates, you know, for whatever office, say things, then the public needs to hear whether these candidates are being honest and well informed or whether they aren't. But
I agree 100%. Hey, TJ, I got to run, man. Call me again.
All right. Thanks, Jay.
All right. Take care. And sometimes I yell. Sometimes I get pretty loud, but I don't mean to. And that's why I've moved away a year and a half ago from being very combative, because who wants to hear people scream? Jeez. You know? Enough. 9:38, 38 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Turk, traffic.
Jay, there is no traffic out there. Things looking really good on all the major highways around town. Speeds in the 50s and 60s on 25 heading in and out of downtown. Same deal as you make the trip across Aurora on 225 in Highlands Ranch in Littleton. C-470 also at top speed. No delays up there in the foothills. Maybe a little windy, so use two hands if you're driving up there in between Ken Carl and I-70. We do have some winter driving conditions along I-70 in the high country at around Eisenhower Tunnel. Look out for some icy patches there. But no snow currently falling. That is expected to hit the Denver area sometime this afternoon, probably around the time the afternoon drive gets started. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, rain and snow showers early this afternoon. Shouldn't get a lot of it, maybe about 2 to 4 inches. And looking for highs in the mid-40s to upper 40s today. Right now, 49 degrees. This probably is as good as it's going to get as far as temperature-wise. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Make the leap from paying cash to using Express Toll. You won't have to stop at toll booths or dig for change. And starting in January, you'll save...
You know from listening to my show that the home improvement industry is riddled with corruption. That's why you need a company you can trust. I depend on AAA Home Improvements. That's AAA Home Improvements. They have more than 30 years experience, a full-service home improvement company for kitchens, baths, basements, and additions. They handle it all from start to finish. 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269. AAA Home Improvements.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Let the experts at Jared show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
I'm where my extensive knowledge of pop culture can no longer be considered worthless.
Want to win a new iPod Nano? Play State Farm Celebrity Trivia at iHeartMusic.com. Keyword State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This isn't a political message. It's not a pitch from a pitch man. Not brought to you by anything or anyone in particular. It's not a plea. It's not commentary. No. It's merely an idea for you to do with what you will. Let's redefine Christmas. Let's rethink how we give by replacing gifts that seem frivolous with gifts that are charitable and do more good. More on this idea at redefinechristmas.org. It's merely a website. with an ID.
Handle every single detail. AAA Home Improvements will do that for you. AAA Home Improvements. You can read customer feedback at AAAHomeImprovements.com. These guys have experience, and I trust them. You can too. 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
I saved $250.
We saved $250 too.
People all over Colorado are saving an extra $250 this season on Comcast high-speed internet, and you can too. With Comcast, you get Power Boost with download speeds up to 16 meg, so you can shop, share holiday photos, videos, and more at speeds faster than DSL. Sign up now for just $29.99 a month for 6 months. As an added gift, you'll also get a free speed upgrade for 6 months and free installation. It all adds up to an extra $250 in savings. And unlike Quest, Comcast doesn't require you to sign a long-term contract to get our best rates. So get your holidays off to a fast start with Comcast high-speed internet. Call 1-800-COMCAST now and start saving today. Limited time offer to 6-meg plan. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Call for details. Speed comparison based on Quest website, October 2008. Savings claim based on 6-month promotional with discounted installation offer and free speed upgrade.
Why don't you like this, man?
I've heard it 5 billion times.
Oh, who cares? If it's good, what difference does it make?
I burn out. Sorry.
That's like looking at Heidi. That's like looking at Heidi Klum. Would you look at her 500,000 times?
It's okay. Not quite the same thing.
Yes, it is. Turn it up. I'm going to make you suffer through it. Lost his voice after this. And the thing about this is, John, are you paying attention?
I am now.
Okay, the thing about this is, who do you know who did the original version of this?
Chubby Checker or something
no.
like that?
No. The Isley Brothers.
The Isley Brothers?
Yeah. So,
really?
So what this is the Beatles hearing the Isley Brothers in England and then reinterpreting it and doing their own version of it. And it was
a reinterpretation. There's only really one way you can do the song,
no.
isn't there?
The Isley Brothers version is very, very different. See if you can find it. I don't think we have it in the... We probably don't have it in the vault. We might have to find it somewhere else. But the Isley Brothers edition of this is very, very different. It's slower. And doesn't have that heavy drum beat to it. Like Ringo's drums here. All right, 9:44, 44 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Rain, snow, likely high today, 44. Here's Janie in Wyoming. Janie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. This is Janie in Laramie.
Laramie, Wyoming.
Laramie, Wyoming.
One of the best places around.
I agree. Let me start out. I'm exactly the same age as you, and I am a great John Lennon fan. However... John's not the saint everybody puts him out to be. For example, he left his oldest son completely out of his will, just put him on ignore. He was a drug addict. He beat his wife, supposedly.
According to who, Cynthia?
Yoko. That's why she threw him out, one of the reasons. And she was a heroin addict. That's why she miscarried so much.
Well, you know what? Look, I think it goes down to this. First of all, nobody's a saint. Second of all, everybody, I don't care who they are, they all have personal problems, and they all struggle with whatever demons are inside of them. And some of us have more demons inside of us than others. There are some people who don't have those demons, or they're not open about having those demons. And I think that in John Lennon's case, yeah, he had a lot of demons going. But the other side of it is that he created a lot of art.
Yeah.
And he was willing to take on social causes that a lot of people in rock and roll wouldn't touch. And I think the reason that people have a mournful feeling about him, even 28 years later, is because he didn't really deserve to die. I mean, it's like the same, you know, it depends on the generation you come from. It's like the same thing where people still to this day, some people, remember Buddy Holly.
Yes.
And, you know, the big bopper and all that kind of stuff. Richie Valens dying in that auto accident. So, I mean, sorry, plane crash. So, you know, they still have that. Or in country music, it's like Patsy Cline and Cowboy Hank, Copas and Hawkshaw Hawkins. Or, yeah, Hank Williams dying in the back of a limo on New Year's Day. I think it was 1952, I want to say. But it could be 50. Yeah, I think it was 52. Anyway, so I think that that's the deal with Lennon.
Yes, and he was extremely talented, and but there were a whole lot of things about him that were contradictory. For example, you mentioned he worked on all these social causes, but one of the things that he and Yoko had was another rented apartment in the luxury Dakota building to hold all their furs.
Well, yeah, but you know what? What's wrong with that?
Why didn't they sell them?
Because I think there's a difference between owning furs and advocating the end of the war in Vietnam. One doesn't correlate with the other. And I think that all of us have something about us. Like, look, I consider myself to be pretty progressive, but I have bad habits. I have things that don't make sense. I like internal combustion engines.
Yeah.
Where I know that I shouldn't. I struggle with eating. Because the more pressure I'm under, the more I consume sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I had a drug problem and a drinking problem at one point. I try to do good and try to act normal, but, you know, every once in a while, ask Mary. I mean, every once in a while, things get out of control. And if it hadn't been for, look, let me tell you something. If it hadn't been for Mary, if it hadn't been for recently here my trainer, Keith Bailey, and my doctor, Dr. Ristig, I mean, I'd be in terrible, you know, without the three of them, I'd be in terrible, terrible shape. So, I don't think, like, him owning furs or having another apartment in the Dakota or any of that kind of stuff, I don't think that makes him, necessarily a bad person, and I don't think that, and I don't think it has anything to do with his art.
Oh, no, it doesn't make him a bad person, and his art is still absolutely wonderful. It just means that he's not the saint that
I don't think
him out to be.
Yeah, but once again, I'll go back to what I said before. I don't think anybody thinks he's a saint, but I think what they feel is a bit of sadness and injustice that he was gunned down at such a young age.
Yeah,
I mean,
that was terrible.
Well, okay. I mean, you know, there are a lot of people who aren't saints. John F. Kennedy wasn't a saint. I'm sure Abraham Lincoln wasn't a saint. There are a lot of people that are not saints, but you feel sadness. I mean, I listen to Waylon Jennings all the time, and I miss him and wish he were still alive. But I know he's not a saint. But you know what? I even like them better when I know they're not saints.
Well, I still wish we had John Lennon around to make music for us.
Sure, and have social commentary.
Yeah. And
so
he was a good musician.
Okay, but you know, and he had a good side to him, and he had a dark side to him. But okay. Name an individual who doesn't have both.
That'd be hard to come up with.
Okay, it's just some people are better at controlling it than other people.
Yeah.
Some people can suppress it better than other people can.
Yeah, even Barack Obama.
I'm sure he has things that. You know, that. Well, I mean, it's like the smoking issue. I'm getting all these emails from people at AM760.net. Well, it's a health issue, and he should have set an example. But, I mean, he's indicated over and over again he's struggling with it. And struggling with it is better than just, being in denial of it.
Yeah.
All right, Jamie, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
See you later.
Bye.
950. What, John?
You've been hearing this stuff that Ringo Starr's been doing, saying that he's not going to sign anything else?
Yeah. I can understand that.
Come on. Did you hear his message that he sent out to his fans? Did you hear the message?
No.
I'm going to have to pull it up for you. Maybe I can pull that up for you tomorrow. But he's like, peace and love, peace and love. We're not signing any more autographs, peace and love. And it is like, he's like, we're too busy.
What's Ringo Starr doing?
Well, you don't know.
He's not too busy.
You don't know. Listen, let me tell you something. I don't. I'm probably going to get the mention of this guy's name wrong, but the last name. But Maurice Sendek, I think, is his name, who does children's books. But those children's books are also also good for adults. Adults like it,
mm-hmm.
And he's had a share of controversies, and he's a cartoonist. He won't sign autographs anymore. And you know why he won't do it?
How come?
Because when kids come up to him and ask him, you know, they come with their parents and they're sitting there holding their book, he won't do it because he takes the book and the kids are taught not to write in books, and he writes in the book. And taking the book from the child where he says, well, here, let me have that, upsets the child. So he just doesn't want to do it anymore. And we don't know what Ringo Starr's up to. Maybe he is busy.
He's not recording anything. He's not touring.
How do you know?
He's not. What is it?
How do you know he's not recording? How do you know he's not in the recording studio?
He's not in the recording studio.
How do you know?
Rolling Stone would let us know if he's in the recording studio.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
9:52, 52 minutes after the hour.
Don't talk bad about the Beatles to Jay Marvin because he gets all upset.
No, I don't.
I think his message is the message is just ridiculous.
Well, you know what? Hey,
you haven't even heard it, and you're defending it.
Because if he doesn't want to sign things, he don't want to sign things.
Know,
what's the big deal?
Don't say peace and love. I'm not signing anything else.
Well, so he's not signing anything. So
peace
what?
Peace and love. And he says it about 100 times.
Get over it. What are you, 13?
Yeah, maybe I am.
Okay.
Do the trap. Turd.
Anyway, oh, jeez. You talk like you're 13.
We got a crash. A late one. Not on the highways, but it is stopping folks in the Tamarack area. It's a two-vehicle crash there at Hamden and Tamarack. The highway's looking pretty good around town. No delays on 225, 70, 25 coming in and out of downtown or on C-470 in the turnpike. We're all at top speeds around the metro. Your forecast mostly cloudy with rain showers turning to snow early this afternoon.
What? You know what? I'm going to punish you.
Uh-oh.
I want to hear another early Beatles cut.
You got it, man. I had somebody send in the Isley Brothers version. So I had that lined up for you. But
all right, well, let's play that and we'll compare them.
Whatever you want to do.
We'll play it and we'll compare them.
Okay. All right. Your high today is going to be around 46 this afternoon, but right now it's 49, so this is about as good as it's going to get. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Looking to stretch your budget this holiday season and still make a great impression? Find the perfect gift at the perfect price at GiftStop.
Doing home improvements? Don't make the mistake of trying to handle it all yourself or hiring someone that just subs everything out and doesn't pay attention. You need someone that'll handle every single detail. AAA Home Improvements will do that for you. AAA Home Improvements. You can read customer feedback at AAAHomeImprovements.com. These guys have experience, and I trust them. You can too. 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
The Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign is in full swing. The Red Kettle program has been the Salvation Army's signature fundraising effort for many years. Through your generous donations, the Salvation Army has helped thousands of Denver families, especially during the holiday season. In fact, 83 cents of every dollar donated goes directly to help those right here in Denver. And the Red Kettle campaign provides seasonal employment by hiring bell ringers. The Salvation Army can't do this without you. Help a needy family in Denver this holiday season. Stop by your local King Supers, Safeway, or Walmart to make a donation. For more information about the Salvation Army Red Shield, call 303-295-2107. That's 303-295-2107. Or stop by the Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center, located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
This is a limited-time offer, so call today for your free information. 1-800-293-4131.
If you have irritable bowel syndrome, Digestive Advantage could be your best friend. It's a safe and natural, friendly probiotic made especially for you. Look for Digestive Advantage Irritable Bowel Syndrome and other Digestive Advantage products in the Digestive Aid section of retailers everywhere. Just remember the name, Digestive Advantage, a friend indeed. Mm-hmm. Digestive Advantage Irritable Bowel Syndrome is a medical food for the dietary management of IBS to be used under the supervision of your physician.
An official message from Medicare.
Today I found out that my drug plan's monthly premium changed. So I compared other plans and found similar coverage at a better price.
Now's the time to review and compare Medicare prescription drug plans. From November 15th to December 31st, you can even change your plan. Call 1-800-MEDICARE. That's 1-800-MEDICARE. Or visit Medicare.gov and use the plan finder to see options in your state. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
New York City police were at the scene in a matter of minutes. They say the gunman didn't run. He was stoic, as one policeman described him, after being taken into arrest. Lennon is said to have given the man his autograph earlier in the day. Lennon staggered into his apartment building after the shooting. Policeman James Moran, who was in the car that rushed Lennon to the hospital, told me Lennon was shot point blank. His shirt was red with blood. He was at best semi-conscious during the trip. Paramedics were waiting at the hospital door.
All right, here's the Beatles version of Twist and Shout.
Let's take it up, baby.
Here's the Isley Brothers version. See how slow it is? And I love the Isleys.
Yeah, it seems like it's missing about one or two beats in there.
And this is the original version. I once saw the Isleys live, man, back in the days when they recorded Fight the Power. They had all these fireworks that went off. I was blasted to the gills on drugs and drink. It was me and a woman I was going out with, and we were the only white people there. For this morning, thank you to all the people who called in with jobs and job tips, and we'll do that again in a couple of weeks. And thanks for everybody who participated on this Monday morning. I know Monday mornings are rough. Ed Schultz is up next in sound, as they used to say in the old days of radio. Don't forget, you can get us digitally, am760.net, podcasts, streaming, emails, and check out my blog at jmarvinblog.com and our Facebook page and everything else. See ya!
What's standing between you and your dream kitchen? Well, if you think high-quality hardwood cabinets are beyond your reach, reach for the phone and call 1-800-700-0149. We're Designers Surplus, and we sell beautiful hardwood cabinets for less, way less. That's right. Even the big chain home improvement stores can't beat our prices, because Designer Surplus simply offers more for less. You'll find dozens of beautiful solid wood cabinets in oak, cherry, and more. And you won't have to sacrifice style for price, because we carry everything from the clean lines of modern design to traditional styling fine enough.